Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For a complete contest rule, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay. First off, everybody's here. They're just not in here right now. Hello, friends. It's me.
Don Geronimo.
Or
Michael Source.
And sometimes
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
No, that's a joke. And when I get really wasted,
Joe Arndt.
When I'm laying on the floor tasting things,
Michael Mara.
That's right. And of course when I go to the rallies,
Speedwack.
Okay, that's it. Out of those. Listen, the show will begin in just a moment. Today is the 7th day of June, which means it is Frida's 51st birthday. And let's not be sad about this. Let's be happy about this. I want to play a segment today to start the show with Frida because it's her birthday. It's her birthday. So don't be sad about hearing this segment. I'm cool with it. It's my idea to come on and do this because, you know, I still love Frida. I'll always love her. I've turned a corner, I believe. I've got some important anniversaries coming up. Today is Frida's birthday. And then in about a month, you've got the anniversary of the accident. And then in August, you've got what would have been our 25th wedding anniversary. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. But I'm not going to be sad about it, and I don't want you out there listening to be sad about it either, because it's really, when I talk about Frida, like I'm going to now for a second, and then play a segment, it's really just a celebration of her life, and I'm not going to do the whole eulogy thing that I did before, because I'm sure you've heard it, or heard about it, and you don't need to hear it again. I'll just tell you that in the nearly a year since Frida died, this sounds weird to say, and I know she'd be very proud of me. It is the best year of my life as a human being. And I don't mean that in the sense that things have been great for me and I've been happy. What I mean is that because of the situation, it's forced me to do things that I didn't do before and to mend relationships that I had that had been broken before and to... You know, as jive as it sounds, you would never know it to hear it on the radio, but to maybe appreciate things a little bit more. And I think Frida would be very proud of me, and that's always what was most important with me and Frida, to have her respected and have her be proud of me, because she set the bar so high. This year has, you know, been the hardest of my life, but like I say, in some ways, you know, the best year. And for that, I thank Frida because, you know, first of all, I wouldn't be here if not for her. I'd be probably at Wonderful Wino Radio somewhere. That's long documented. Anyway, life goes on. That's the thing that I know. That's what I'm moving with. I know that she's in a better place, and I know that she would want me to be happy and everybody else to be happy. And love you, Frida. So we'll start today with a segment that somebody selected. I guess it was around the time that Bart was going to college or just starting to go to college, or she was moving him. So we'll play this, and then we'll break and come back, and let's all be happy about this, okay? Because like I said, just a celebration of her life on Frida's birthday. This, right, is the Don and Mike Show. Okay, here we go. Start the tape. It's Mother's Day weekend.
And we all know what that means.
And really, we know what that means. Let me preface this, okay, by saying what a great mother my wife is to our kid. That I'm going to have, in my estimation, I'm going to be the lucky one, the perfect Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife, the mother of my kid,
yes,
and my mother-in-law, who, as you know, I'm still blessed to have...
That's right.
Still living with us. How's your mother-in-law?
Right.
They're both going to be out on the whole weekend.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Leaving.
Because my kid, who is 20 now,
yes,
apparently still requires some type of, I don't know, he's moving off campus.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time of year they kicked him out of the dorms for good, and he's moving off campus.
Right.
So there's like he bought furniture and stuff and has to rent a car. And anyway, somebody's got to help him. I don't know. He's getting a TV from us. Anyway, all I know is that my wife, because she's great, is going down there. She
needs a little maternal assistance.
Well, I don't think he needs maternal assistance. I think he needs... probably she'll be doing a lot of lifting and carrying.
Yeah. Well, did you give him a heads up that perhaps, knowing your wife as I know her, based on what you say primarily, that he might want to have something in line for Sunday when she's down there? Something prepared?
Oh,
she's going to require that.
No, I've already handled that.
You give him a lecture?
Well, yeah, I was doing the shopping with him on the telephone today as he was in the at the particular outlet where he was getting the thing. So she's going down more to oversee. You know, and
right.
I said the word again, and I really wasn't goofing. Mike looked at me at this conversation in the office like, you're crazy. I said to her again right before the show, he said, you know, you're driving down there with your mom. It's easy enough for me to get on a plane and fly down to Greenville and help everybody move in. But the thing is, with my wife, now that she's taken control of this thing with my son moving, it's become more than just, I guess, the difference is when I moved him down to college last time to put him in the dorm,
right.
I brought all the crap down in my truck, unloaded it, and dropped him off and said, okay, see ya.
Good luck.
Got in the car and went back home.
Right, I remember.
I think the difference between a dad and a mom is that her thought is first, well, we've got to clean out the place that he was living in.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I would say...
Oh, no need for that.
I would say, good luck on that to the next sap that lives in that dorm.
Yeah.
But she's going to make sure that they clean it up. And then she was asking questions like, you know, electricity at this new place.
Yeah.
And I guess my kid said...
springtime.
He's got electricity, but he didn't know about the hot water or the gas and... That's what concerns her, and rightly so, because she's a mother. You know, me being a father, I would say, well, I guess he'll need hot water the first time he gets tired of taking a cold shower.
Exactly. You're a guy. You know what it is to live like a vagrant.
But she's going to go down there, and she's going to do what she does. She's going to try to organize, and she's going to try to help him out, and she's great for doing that. And
that's the difference between men and women also. I think that men, by and large, will have slept in many different outdoor settings, many more than women, over the course of their lifetime.
Fluids.
Yeah, in strange locations.
But I do think she's going to be walking to... I wouldn't want to walk into this either. This has been a dorm with four boys, and, you know, four boys means at any time up to 40 people have been in this dorm.
Four
doing
men,
various
really.
Things. Yeah, four men. Yeah, they're all 20 years old. And I guess by the time she gets down there, they're all going to be gone.
Uh-huh.
He's staying down there over the summer down in the Carolinas,
uh-huh.
and he's allegedly getting a job down there to pay for this place. And they're all leaving to go back home. So I think the way that it was explained is that they're all just going to leave it like college kids do.
Because they're coming back.
Well, no, they're not. They're all being kicked out after 2 years.
Right.
You can't stay. You got to like.
So they're all splitting.
They're all splitting, but I guess the other three guys are okay with leaving it like with a POS.
Of course
right.
they are.
And I think if...
Like, I'm not going to take that sandwich with me. No.
And I'm pretty sure that if Frida wasn't going down, my kid would feel the same way.
Exactly.
You know, you walk out and you go, well, what the hell? It's dirty. But anyway, the last thing I heard from my wife was... the last panic thing, because we were packing up the truck, getting everything ready for the trip. She says, I need a vacuum cleaner. I said, a vacuum cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he wants a vacuum cleaner, you know, let him buy a vacuum cleaner. I've never known him to vacuum a day in his life. She said, no, for the dorm, for the place we're moving out of.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the difference. That's why she's a chick.
My senior year of college, I vacuumed my apartment once, and only because a bag of pretzels was broken when we were playing baseball with it during a party, and it involved driving home 2 hours, getting the vacuum, driving back to school, vacuuming, and then driving it back.
Wow.
It was a six-hour vacuum job.
Well, on a dorm floor, you should have a community vacuum.
I would think so.
There'd be a community vacuum that's...
There's normally a girl that takes care of it.
Hey.
Yeah. There's normally a girl on campus. What, Mike?
I just got to look at Robert.
Robert Mailman?
Robert walking by the window.
I missed that. In his onesie.
You'll see him in just a second. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't oopsie in that onesie.
Yeah.
You ever get the oopsie? So,
oopsies.
So listen, they're going down to take care of this, and I think both sides have no idea the hell that's going to happen at some point.
True.
Over the weekend, because you're going to have my wife and my mother-in-law in a truck for 8 or 9 hours, then going down with my kid, who's going to be right at that end of school, ready to move out of the dorm, ready to move into my own place thing, with mom there being like mom, and it's going to be, I'm sure, probably her worst Mother's Day ever.
But for you, back here in the stress-free zone.
And this is why I'm the lucky guy today. Uh-huh. Even though, hey, I didn't have my acupuncture today, but I'm still doing okay.
Sure. So you didn't go to the switch hitter? I mean, the backup pitcher, you know, the lady that's not substituting?
Yeah. No, as it turns out, she sent me a very nice email about that. I had to have a conversation with some people at IBC.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity Broadcasting Company this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just the usual crap. Just crap. But one of those things where they say, you must be at home for this telephone call.
Right.
So they say, we'll call between 9 and 10.
Right.
And this is when I normally get my acupuncture. So I send her an email saying, you know, I can't make it. I'll be late. So I'm saying 9:15, 9:30, 10 till 10. I get a phone call. And it's a secretary saying, hello, Don. I said, yes. She said, do you have a pencil? Said, yes. Please write down the following number. So she gives me some 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your PIN. Okay? Yeah, I go, okay, what the hell is this? Like an 8-digit number. Call this number right now. So I call, and it says, welcome to the Infinity Broadcasting Group phone. Please enter your PIN number. And it's like calling a sex line. So I put in my whatever the 8 digits are that they give me, and then I hear a connection, and I go, hello? And I hear someone else's voice go, who's this? You know, again, like at the sex phone. And I go, well, who's this? And the other guy says, well, who's this? Finally, this is Don. They told me to call. And then he says, Don, hey,
it's Steve. How are you?
Yeah. And these are all people that are in an office, you know, 11 miles away from where I'm at.
Right.
I don't know why they just couldn't pick up the telephone to have this, and I use this term very loosely, this important conversation.
Right.
But we had to go through the whole Infinity computer phone, getting all the lines meshed together, when really all you had to do was get one guy in one room, one guy in another room, both of them pick up the intercom at the same, you know.
Yeah, that's how you do a conference call, right.
But anyway, so I missed the acupuncture, still on top of it. Still feeling good, and here's my message today, because I do try to have a message of clarity on Friday.
Mm-hmm,
I think I've already explained what a great wife and mother I think Frida is. I just want to say, if Father's Day got one-tenth of the attention of Mother's Day,
right,
you would have a society of men that would not be as pissed off as we are in general.
This is true.
Okay, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've just spent the last 5 minutes telling you what a great woman my wife is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going down to do this task with my kid, and if it was me, I'd drive down, I would drop off the crap like I did last year, and I'd say, Junior, you're on your own.
See ya!
But she's a woman, she's a girl, she's, you know, she's a lady. She's a lady!
Whoa, she's a lady!
She's a mother, and she's doing this on Mother's Day, which is going to be, bad news for my kid, who's going to get the fallout from this, but it's not entirely his fault, even though he's a jerk in his own way, and I love him. This whole thing with Mother's Day, and I'm not even talking about in my house, because there's been no pressure this year. You know, in prior years, my wife has put on the full court press about Mother's
Day. Prior times when it's been nuts in your house.
Yeah, the big 50th birthday is coming up next month.
There's the pressure.
So that's the pressure. But there's been nothing about Mother's Day, so this doesn't even have to do with my wife.
I haven't heard anything about Mother's Day really of any significance for about 3 years. Just kidding. No, seriously, but it still affects you even when you're divorced. My ex-wife said to me, you know, I have my kids this weekend, and my ex-wife said to me, make sure they call. That's it. That's it. You look, if you want to look for fringe benefits, you know, tiny little ones, but ones that are significant nonetheless, you look for that one. So I certainly hope I find a way to a phone on Sunday.
Yeah. I hope you remember.
I could forget.
Do you want me to call and remind you?
I could forget. I really could forget.
Well, the girls will.
If I get going and we're doing something fun, you know, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day.
I'll call you.
You know, I could.
What could be more fun than the call, though?
Yeah. Well, the call from them, not from me.
Right.
Yeah, the call. I'm not part of that equation anymore.
Would you like me to call?
If you'd like.
On behalf?
That, you know what, she would appreciate, she would laugh at that, actually.
On behalf of Catherine Elizabeth.
You know, I'll give you the number and let you call. That was it. That would be hysterical.
I think you should insert yourself into the equation like the guy in 24 and say, please hold for Catherine.
Yeah, I'm thinking about handling the call, even though they can call their mother anytime they want. On that particular day, handling the call, much like you would get it in a prison. You know, where they continue and then I break in. Catherine and Elizabeth, 2 minutes, please. 2 minutes. And then a break back in. But no, it's going to be a fine day. It's going to be a fun
day. This call may be taped
for security purposes.
Yeah, right. For your own protection, this call may be taped
in an effort to serve you better.
Exactly. So, it is a much ado about nothing holiday. Created by the greeting card company.
Yeah. The thing is that it's a multimedia thing now. If you turn on any of these stupid shows, like the ones that I watch. This is the one day a year that I don't watch. Actually, take it back. 2 days a year I don't watch my beloved Regis and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
First, when they do the Valentine's Day, where it's always a crippled guy getting married. I don't want to see that. Yeah, I guess it's a sob story. And yeah, the thing I don't want to see is on Mother's Day, when it's, you know, it's Mom's dream come true. And, you know, yeah. It's some house frown. Right. They give her, you know, Maid Brigade comes out. And everybody does this. And
10 years ago, my ma got very sick by eating some accidental rat poison.
You see the ads on TV with that guy, sales. It's almost time. The diamond sale. Right. All the same ads that we run. What, Rob?
Phone's ringing.
Well, pick it up.
No, you answer. I think you better answer that.
No, go ahead.
Don, you better answer that.
No, you answer it.
Does it stop ringing?
Maybe
it's not my wife.
No, you know what? I was snookered. It's your son.
Now he can't even hear the show where he's at.
True.
He was instructed to call.
He was instructed to call?
Oh.
Oh, Mom must have called him and told him. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Mom told me I should call.
Huh.
Why did your mother say call?
Because you're talking about moving in, she said.
Yeah?
Talking about her helping you move in.
You mean
in?
Talking about you moving in?
Yeah.
Talking about, hold on. I was talking about Mom going down there this weekend to help you move in to your place.
And how great she is.
And all, yeah, and everything she's doing for you.
And I do appreciate it, but I was just on the phone with her, and she said I should call.
Huh. Okay, hold, please. Yes. Hey, Marty, is she at home?
Of course she is.
Please. Hold on.
Yeah.
Get her your PIN number.
Hold, please.
Hold on a second. Time for a conference call.
And I'm getting off my main point here.
Well, I wish
I had my acupuncture today. It would have kept me on point with the unfair balance of Mother's Day advertising. And today they're three deep in the store already. Yeah. 2 days ahead. You know why? Cause hi, honey.
Hi.
Because it's women buying as well as men.
Yeah, of course.
Women are buying for their mothers. And,
they have mothers,
too. And the freaking categories that I see today, you know, from the dog to mom,
sure.
From the cat to mom. That I see. From to my birth mother,
yeah.
You know, to my adopted mother, to my aunt, really a category, to my aunt, who's kind of like my mother.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I saw at Hallmark? I couldn't believe it. It's from a mother to her daughter on Mother's Day.
Yes.
I believe that. I didn't see it.
Mothers
today.
Had no. Daughters who were mothers.
They're, yeah.
I oftentimes send cards to my sisters.
Well, they have kids,
they're
right?
They're not my mother. They're mothers. Mothers, and I think they do a great thing.
Maybe I'll send some flowers to
hold
my
on.
Sister.
Hold on, baby. Hold on a second, because I'm hearing that. Beep, 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 beep. There you go. I got rid of it. Let me see. Are you still there?
Yeah,
all right. All right, hold on, boy. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hold on, boy.
Hold on, boy. Hey, all right, why did you have Mr. Man call? What was
he
the
was
message?
He was calling to tell me about, you know, various things about calling about his electricity, et cetera. And I said, oh, you should call Dad. He's talking about the move because I thought you could ask him. He's the one who said he had to vacuum. Who actually said, I had to vacuum. He's the one who called.
You know what? I'm going to just do like a Dr. Phil thing.
Yeah.
I was yelling at Dr. Phil yesterday. I'm going to have to do the same thing today.
Who initiated the vacuuming talk?
Okay, good. You're both on the air now. Both members of my family are on the air.
I wasn't hopefully saying he should call. I just thought you could get his perspective. No, my perspective.
Okay, Bart, what is your what perspective do you want me to get from him, honey?
Well, you were saying that the vacuuming, for example, came from me. He's the one who told me that these are the things he has to do before he moves out. So he's very diligent when instructing me to do something. I mean, he was conscientious enough to think of that.
Well, did he mention the vacuuming to you so you do the vacuuming?
Well, of course.
I have a vacuum.
What, Mark? What?
I don't have a vacuum at school, and I would need one to do the vacuum.
Does the dorm floor have a vacuum?
What about the mall rats you live with?
Well, they don't have a vacuum either.
What about a broom?
Whenever you need something, say, oh, I have to have this video something, you take the little credit card that we let you use for emergencies, and go to Walmart or wherever and buy it. Now, you could have done that in the vacuum situation, too.
No, because I asked you about it, and you said, we'll figure it out when we get down here. I asked you about it a week ago.
Why don't you just get a broom, son? I'm not busting chops.
No,
why don't you
no,
get...
No, we don't need... I really didn't say that he should call you to give him a hard time, because I've already got the vacuum packed. It's not a problem. I was just trying to get his point of view.
All right, and what point of view is that? Bart, what is your point of view on this?
He doesn't have a point of view.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
Mom just told me I should call.
You do the radio show, Daddy. I thought you might want somebody, you know, another member other than me calling in. That was it. We don't need to get the third degree.
I didn't even call you.
You're the one that told Bart to call.
I was just doing what I was told.
I did, honey.
I know you didn't call me.
I didn't call you. I didn't ask the boy to call.
I know, but a lot of times I hear you talking, and I, even if it's about something that pertains to us, I all in.
You know, as a casual observer, Frieda, I heard Frieda say he just called to get his point of view, and then when you asked him what his point of view, Frieda jumped in and said he doesn't have a point of view.
But she asked him to call with his point of view.
You can't ask somebody, what their point of view is. I thought you could have one of those kind of... Okay, let me explain to you about your radio show.
Did you just want me to tell him, like...
No. Here's the way the radio show works.
If I was going to get scolded, I wouldn't have called in.
If you were going to get what? Scolded.
Yeah.
You're kind of a hero here.
I just thought a lot of times if we're having a discussion that relates to the home, I call in, we banter, we chat a little bit,
yes.
Then I go on my way. I just thought maybe Bart never knows when to call in because he's out of hearing, but
right.
He might like to just call in, chat, banter a little bit, and then go on his way since you were talking about a topic that pertained to him. That's all.
I already, before we went on the air today, in real life, I already yelled at him about making sure that he's appreciative of you coming down there and helping him out.
Next.
Isn't that true, son? Didn't I yell at you good about that today? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not making that up. I called him on the way in.
All right. I just should have... you know what? I'm a listener, not a caller.
Now, hold on. Listen, honey, you hold on a second.
My mother's a whore.
Hold on. I need to...
Oh, dear.
Now, your mother is living with us. What's up with you?
Well, I'm just trying to be a good listener now. I shouldn't have meddled.
Hold on. You just said that your mother is a whore?
Wow.
Hold on.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law. Big fear.
Listen to that. You said,
I shouldn't have meddled. All I was, I
said,
thought, I like to hear Barty on the air occasionally. He's never on the air. And because he doesn't know when to call in, I just thought it was a good opportunity to have a little relatable.
All right, you know what? I think, thank you, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Okay, hold on, Bart.
Okay.
Hold on. Which line is she on? Let me make sure. Okay. So, here we are. Just us now.
Just the guys.
Hey, Bart.
So, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm telling you, she is going to be wound up by the time she gets down there.
I know.
So you be cool with her. And really, like I told you off the air, seriously, you know, appreciate the fact your mom's coming down there.
I really do
help
appreciate
out with that stuff. I think she wants me to probably yell at you about how stupid you are about stuff like electricity and stuff.
What are you talking about? I did the electricity today.
There you go. See? Hero.
I did it an hour ago.
Okay, well, man.
What's doing the electricity? Is this some sort of new college prank?
It's getting it turned on and getting the billing set up.
Okay, just happened.
Hold on a second. Did I hear getting the billing set up?
Uh-huh.
Have we been in South Carolina too long? I just heard your son say getting the billing set up.
Well, that's not what I was doing.
How's it?
Oh, man. All right. Listen, how many more exams you got? One more tomorrow?
One more.
All right. Do your best.
Y'all doing well?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay. All right. Clean the place up. You know, make it presentable when Mom gets there.
But I'm moving out.
Well, I know, but don't leave it in. Clean it up so that when she gets there, she's not like the cleaning lady.
But she never was going to be the cleaning lady.
Okay, who is going to be the cleaning lady?
I am.
You are. Okay. All right. Well,
he requested the vacuum.
Good. Well, I bet that's probably why Mom had you call, so that I would give you, that you would have some directive like this then. That so you will be doing the vacuuming.
Yeah, I just asked her to bring one because she said I shouldn't buy one.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, I guess. Okay.
All right. Good.
I'm cool with this. You know,
I think he's fixing to take care of all the cleaning.
Yeah, I reckon.
Hey. All right, well, y'all have a good day.
Why? Why are you so mean?
Because I'm married to Mom. That's why.
Don't fret about your kin, but
don't fret.
Happy Mom-O Day.
Happy Mom-O Day.
All right, I'll see you. All right, bye, son. Love you.
See you. Love you, Tim. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, just give me 1 second.
I don't think you handled that well.
I really don't know what she wanted me to do with him calling in. It's like putting him, throwing him into the lion's den.
She thought she was helping the show. She said she thought he would have a relatable about the moving.
I think all you did get was a little bit of the tone that we both are. And anybody with a kid has gotten this tone. When I ask him about the electricity, mm-hmm. right away, almost the Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
It's on. I just turn it on.
I did the electricity. Yeah.
I did the electricity.
I remember stuff like that.
Gosh, Mom, I got exams. I don't know when I'm going to turn it on.
Exactly. See, now this
Gosh.
Is maybe this is what you really wanted. You wanted just, you know, he can't hear. Go. You want to unload a little more on him? Go ahead. I know.
No, I mean it's all under control. I didn't expect you to yell at him. I mean, I expect you to do that in real life, not on the radio.
That's why I said I did on the way in today.
But
I yelled at him.
What I'm saying, I wanted the facade of you know, you being good friends and then all being lighthearted on the radio. In real life, you can tear him apart. But that's no. I just tell him to
hold
call
on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah. Boy, you're really pulling back the third curtain today or whatever.
Yeah, I
don't know, you're talking about the facade.
I'm joking with you.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't know, Lucy, that you were going to, you know, be on the show today and do a skit with me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought you were good at improv. Sorry about that.
Hey. Oh, God, I should have gone to the acupuncturist today.
That must
really,
be it.
7
really...
o'clock tomorrow, we'll be driving down the road. All you'll see are taillights on the big truck.
You see it.
Yeah. We'll be eating taillights.
There you go.
All right.
And let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Well, I guess a question for everybody but Frida. Do you think it's a wrong thing if a man on a Saturday morning drinks at 8 a.m.?
No.
Not at all.
Buzz?
It depends on the circumstances.
Well, his wife is just leaving town for Mother's Day.
If you have no responsibilities, then you're an adult. Go for it.
I know one boy that would agree with you, because while I was downstairs getting things out of his room to move to Clemson,
yeah.
found a good old bottle of champagne in one of the drawers.
Wow. That rat
left over from New Year's Eve.
He lives the high life down there.
Well, it's a sign of class.
Fat rat.
It's like going to your son's room and finding the champagne and condoms.
don't forget about the thing that grosses me out is I can deal with finding. Now, they're not used condoms.
Of course.
In my kid,
well,
but they're just
God
packages
for that.
Of condoms. What grosses me out is he does the skull.
Oh yeah, the dip.
Do
you find his dip cups down there?
Yeah, it'll be like a big Evian bottle
that he's just
spitting in.
Looks like it's full of dark tea.
Yeah, it does.
Nasty.
Yes, it does. That's nice.
All right, so Glenn, this weekend, would you please buy us a new vacuum cleaner? Because I'm taking the old one down the barn.
You got it. That's my Mother's Day gift to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So how'd you figure that out already?
All right. Well, listen, I love you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You are
happy
great,
Mother's Day,
you are
Frida.
A great mom.
You know, well, if you're judging by the product, I'd hold back on the kudos.
He's fine. I'm proud of him. He's
fine.
He's an artistic, creative kid.
And your godson wanted to wish you happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, right.
Day
there's
as well.
Another one that I...
All right, can I get mine in first, please? Okay,
I got yelled at last year, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Frida. I've been trying to get that in for 5 seconds here.
thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome, Frida.
Happy Mother's Day.
That was from Mike. Shut up, Buzz. That was from Mike.
Yes. And I said, thank you, Mike, first of all.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Good. All right, baby. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Sure.
We got a break. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. I'm
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think he's one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hugh. All right, Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Hello!
I'll start with Vince Scully.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Is that recent?
That was just last night, Mike.
Recent Scully.
Recorded in a bar somewhere on Sunset Boulevard. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Vince Scully.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
He was in a leather bar. And he was there, I think, with Jack Buck.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Joe Buck, excuse me.
Best impression of Vince Scully ever heard done by a sportscaster for ESPN, John Miller. Used to do the Orioles games here.
Right.
And he did it for a bunch of us, and it was absolutely the best I've ever heard. And it wasn't all that clean, I don't think.
Good. Again, legendary broadcaster, Vince Scully.
Ben and I have a gay daughter.
Well, that's now that sounds like our vice president.
Let me just make sure.
It does not sound like
but a double skank.
Vin Scully.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
No.
His wife, Lynn Scully.
I have a gay daughter.
Wrong.
Lynn. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
There you go.
And I love that voice.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Another great
voice. Here's Don and Mike.
All right, so that's how we're starting the show today.
Very good, then.
Because we had the Frida segment in the beginning, and then it just seemed unnatural to come back after the show has already started and play tapes and have Rob come out with this whole big, you know, band now here, you know. So right. We're here.
We're in the get-go stages right now.
Yeah. We're here. We're queer. We're ready to do the show. Got a big show today. A lot of people like it when Dude Walker is on the show. We're going to have a gigantic session with him today.
Good.
What?
I was just joking. I gave you that look that you missed that I went when you said a lot of people like it when Duke Walker's on the show, and I went, whatever. You know, well, no. Look, I don't argue with the fact that he's an amazingly talented guy.
Mike
but really,
is
what?
Jealous.
Pain in the ass.
Mike oh. is
Talk
jealous.
Talk about high maintenance.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Prima donna.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby.
Dude Walker.
Oh, listen.
Prima donna.
To start the show, let me give you a very quick update. And I see the phones are ringing. I don't mind taking calls like we do every day on the show. And even in the very first segment, I think some people might want to say something about Frida. You know, that's okay. But like I said, please, I just told the guys in the back room, not that I want all the calls to be screened, especially during the first part of the show, because it's a regular show.
Right, right.
You know, but just think happy thoughts
right.
About sweet Frida. The church update. I told you the fiasco that happened to me in the church on Sunday. Not fiasco, but the people bringing
the story you told me this past weekend?
Yeah.
When you were shoving people in line?
The people bringing the baby up
to
get the wafer.
Oh, right.
And then my foot fell asleep. My foot felt like ginger ale, and I fell down. And the
right.
Holy man had to... Anyway, last
holy
night...
Man, I pictured something on a mountain in Tibet.
Last night... Well, you know, and he should know this. Not he, but the other man.
Uh-huh. The man upstairs?
No. The other. I'm so petty. The Episcopalian priest that pissed me off.
The one I met?
About 8 years ago.
Yeah,
right.
That guy.
The Star Effort guy.
Right.
He should know that I used to call him Holy Man. But now I call the new guy Holy Man.
You have a new guru.
Yes, I do.
You have a new Maharishi.
How about that? How about that for being petty? What I'm doing right now is saying that one priest, one reverend,
yes,
is my favorite one now, who gets the nickname that the old one used to have.
No, we don't want to make him feel bad, but one let you down.
I think it's fair.
Well, the first one did, Mike. So, anyway, the holy man, sitting at home today, and obviously I'm getting a lot of phone calls from family and friends,
right.
And I just see on the caller ID that it's the church that I go to occasionally.
Right. Okay.
And I'm sure that it's, you know, they're calling to see how I'm doing, so I think I better pick it up. You never know, one of those times might be God on the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
You think he'd use a church exchange if he was calling you?
Sure. I mean, I sure don't think he's going to show up and watch John Denver shave his balls.
Right.
You know, or whatever John Denver was shaving in that movie, Oh God.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, so I pick it up.
What? I don't remember him shaving.
I don't remember that at
no
all.
One
I
seems
just
to remember
suddenly
that.
I'm doing that picture of this.
I just saw it.
Mop top, you know, sitting in a locker room somewhere.
I just saw it on the High Def channel the other day. He's George Burns. It's all.
Wasn't it George Burns that was shaving his balls?
No, John Denver's in the shower,
uh-huh.
And George Burns walks in and he has to do that thing where he does the squeaky, the wee 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 on the window.
What are you doing?
So it was
a terrible George Burns.
Like, what the fog away?
Well, you're God. I'm shaving my balls.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, shaving my balls.
John Denver.
All right, so says it's the church calling.
Uh huh.
So I pick up the phone, and it's the holy man.
Wow.
I'm like, how are you? And I am positive that it's going to be the obligatory, which I appreciate.
Sure,
you know, how are you getting through today? Turns out, no, not a word about that.
Huh.
So, hey, got back to me. As I always worry hearing this. He says, got back to me that you were talking about the church experience on your radio show. I said, yes. He said, I appreciate that. Thank you for talking about church. And the official rule is, in the church, in the Episcopalian church that I go to, that he runs,
yeah,
if the child has been baptized, the child, in fact, no matter the age, can come up and can receive the Eucharist. That's what he told me.
So apparently that child had been baptized.
Yes, and just like the week before or something like that. And I got him very close to saying that it annoyed him. He would not say that, and he would not want me saying that. He did, however, say that when I fell, it did amuse him.
that he would say.
There you go.
So he couldn't laugh out loud, though.
He said it was highly amusing.
Yeah. Right.
Highly amusing. Do I amuse you? Am I a clown?
Would not be becoming for the head of the whole show to laugh out loud as soon as somebody fell. It's like, you took a... You'd have to do it in that kind of sanctimonious way. You've taken a terrible tumble. Let me assist you.
Could not happen. Hold on, break in.
What?
That's for a phone call. We'll just see what's happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Justin. How you doing, Don?
Hello, Justin.
Don, I want to say that I love your segment before this. I'm a little wasted.
Are you drunk?
He's very drunk.
I gotta say that I am.
I think really in the last couple of years, we may have set some records for people during the day, the middle of the day, being absolutely blottoed.
Well, the show's better.
Mike, I think we've simply found our niche.
Oh, absolutely. I like talking to drunk people more. Well, most of the time I'm talking to myself.
Exactly. Now, granted, it's a hard demo to go out and sell unless you're selling just to beer and hard liquor advertisers and to restaurants and to bars.
But, but talk about your captive listeners.
Right. Goodies headache powder.
Yeah, I can sell that.
Aspirin. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, imagine that.
Liver, right?
Just marketed the show,
right?
As this show is just for drunks.
You never heard of that?
I never have.
It's a real product. I know it is. Liver Right.
Liver Right.
No, I'm sure there's been a product called Liver Right. There's some hangover cure. I don't. Maybe it's not in stores now, but it's supposed to be a hang. They have hangover cures.
Yes, they do.
But I think one of them was called Liver Right.
Yeah, you mean like one of those quickie things you buy at 7-Eleven by where you check out?
Yeah, like Liver Right. You take the pill either before or after you go out.
Right.
Liver Right.
That's the equivalent of that thing you bought that you plug into any outlet in your house.
Super antenna. Power, was it the power or super antenna?
You plug power it into antenna. Any outlet in your house, and it makes your house a gigantic TV antenna.
Right. That I smashed because it didn't work.
I must not have ever known of Liberite because I don't drink.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you still there? Drunk guy.
Here it is.
Yeah, let me tell you, Rob's not even funny. You know, his little laugh in the background.
I couldn't agree with you more. What he just said, sir, was not funny. Certainly was not worthy of him stepping up and actually fixing the microphone, which you couldn't even hear him doing because I had it turned off, as if he was going to say something of great importance. So I do agree with you there.
Are you picking on Rob, sir?
Yes, I am picking on Rob. He's a moron over there.
Yeah, you're right. Total moron
over there.
Total idiot.
Hey, Don. Let me tell you, I love you, and I am very sorry about your wife.
Thank
I love
you.
The segment. I love the segment.
Thank you.
To begin the show.
Let's talk about Rob, though.
Let's talk about Rob.
Okay. What about him?
Okay. Rob.
He's not answering.
I'm speechless.
What?
Well, now you gotta have a reason for hating the
boy. Well, probably has to be jogged. What is it about Rob? What is it about Rob, sir?
I can't think right now, sir. I've drank too many 40s. I am sorry.
How many 40s have you had today?
I've had 5 40s. What?
No, you haven't.
I'm sorry, Mike. Show. I've had 4 40s so far.
4 40s.
What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Of course. Yeah, are you in the yard?
Of course. All of us said at the same time. Of course.
Are you in your yard?
Am I in my yard?
Where are you?
Don't answer questions.
I'm in my workplace, sir.
You're in your workplace.
You're in your workplace,
yes.
And you've had 4 40s today.
I'm in. Yes, I'm working, sir.
I don't hear that.
I'm pounding nails.
And you're drunk while you're pounding nails?
Oh, good Lord, am I drunk.
I
already told you, I take Vicodin and I drink, Don.
You've been handed now from the World Wide Web.
Yes. A quote from Bruce D. From Houston, Texas. I am impressed with the results from using LiverRight Max.
Yes.
So since I came up with LiverRight and invented it, they've improved it, and now it's called LiverRight Max.
That's right.
Excellent.
The liver is the body's largest internal organ. It's a complex organ that is essential to life.
So are you working with construction equipment now when you're drunk and taking your pills? Turn down your radio.
He's talking to someone else.
I think you better get yourself some milk thistles, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you working with equipment now while you're drinking and taking your pills?
You can say that I'm working with equipment. It's very dangerous. I'm using sharp objects, but it's crazy over here.
I do not believe you.
I don't either.
I do not believe you.
Let's hear your nail gun.
You want to hear my nail gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play with your nail gun.
You want me to play with my nail gun?
That was Rob that asked you that.
Yeah, your buddy Rob.
My buddy Rob. I love you, buddy.
Oh, he loves you now.
Yeah. He is drinking.
Drunk guy. Okay, come on. Do something there. Turn on some piece of equipment.
Turn on. You hear it?
What is that?
That's my nail gun.
No, it's not. You're lying.
You just went like...
Boom, 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 boom.
Wow. Hey, bud, what's the problem?
Where are you at, really?
Really?
Sacramento, California.
No, I know
really
that.
That, I believe.
Are you at a shelter? Are you at a payphone?
Home, a hospital.
Am I at a shelter? Oh, God. My boss is walking up.
Did he hang up?
Yep, yeah. He's gone.
His boss was walking up on him.
He didn't like, he didn't want to zero us in on exactly what his location was.
Maybe it's for the best.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, my publisher told me to call. It's Michelle Wee.
Oh, so sorry you did not qualify for the U.S. Open, Michelle.
Hi, is this Mike?
Yes, hi, how are you, sweetie?
Hi.
Hey,
I'm so sorry that you didn't make it into the man's tournament.
I tried really hard, men are so stupid.
Why did you fail? Why did you fail in your quest?
Men so stupid.
I don't know. Is Buzz there?
I am here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys.
We're talking with teenage phenomenal female golfer, Michelle Wee.
Yes.
Michelle, excuse me, I hate to jump in.
Who is this?
This is Don.
Hi.
I know you're only 16.
I just turned 16.
Only 16.
Congratulations.
Only 16.
Yes.
However, you got a lot of promise.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying?
I work very hard on golf game, yes.
No, you know,
Michelle,
I mean,
you got to work harder.
I mean, as a woman.
I work very, very hard.
What do you think you can
Hi,
do
Buzz.
To make yourself
Hi.
Better?
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Michelle?
Yes.
What do you think you can do to make yourself better?
Squeeze Buzz's love onto a toothbrush?
Something about Buzz's love
squeezing
on
my love onto a toothbrush.
Oh,
we'll make her game better.
Marsha.
Could this be Jorge?
I don't think it's Jorge.
I don't think it's Michelle.
About Buzz's
it's clearly
wife.
Michelle Wee.
It's Michelle Wee, yes.
Yes.
But somehow, Michelle is...
I'm tired of talking about golf.
Michelle's very interested in you, Buzz.
She's grown weary of golf.
Yes. It doesn't really. And I think it's more doesn't want anything to do with me, Buzz. She seems to want to direct her attention to you.
Everything is about Buzz.
Michelle, why don't you go ahead and dance? You don't have to talk golf. Just talk to Buzz.
My mother liked Buzz, too.
What's your mother's name?
Very flattering.
I think, did you have same
name? You?
Isn't it?
About you.
Isn't it the name Wee Wee?
Wee Wee.
Wee Wee. Or Fud You.
I'm sorry, I run out of material.
Out of material.
Really?
Early on, I would say.
Join the club.
All
right, goodbye, idiot.
Do you know when you play this song?
Bye, Michelle.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
Chinese food?
Our luncheons that we used to have at the old location.
Sure.
Didn't they always have this kind of stuff on in the background?
This was the only thing. It was like piped in.
Right.
They play it frontwards and they play it backwards. And it's just the same song.
And it'd be an empty restaurant. It's 10:30 in the morning. We forced them to open up. It was great.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Annika Sorenstam.
Okay. What's happening, you piece of ass?
How you doing, Annika?
I don't think that's all we should be on the tour.
Okay.
Bye!
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
A little catfighting there.
Thank you very much.
You girls settle down.
Oh, now listen, before we get to more of that, about this. Okay, there are two chicks out there, and by chicks I mean like Michelle Wee-aged chicks. Young teenage girls.
Yes.
Out doing nothing except driving daddy's car and acting like the little princesses that they are.
Okay.
Two of them pissed me off today. One of them I could exact no revenge from, but the other one, it was a sweet victory.
Okay.
For an old crusted man, bitter and angry against the entire world, and some young Brittany Jessica wannabe piece of ass walking in, you know, like, ooh, la, 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 I've got my nails done, la, 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 in their little bikini tops because they've been to the pool, but they've got a halter top over them, and the hair is done perfect. They look like Paris Hilton. Anyway, I'm at the ATM, and I'm waiting, and I'm doing the polite thing. I'm standing about 10 feet away, waiting for the first teenage girl that I ran into today. And she was taking a long time. Now, there are people who have brain farts when they step up in front of an ATM.
Right. I would say most people do.
Old people? Forget it. You get some old guy with a driving cap in front of an ATM, you might as well go to the drive-in window yourself. I mean, you're not going to get out of there anytime fast.
Withdraw.
And there's a lot of people that are still fascinated by the whole, you know, they even get slowed up on the, do you want English or Spanish? Mm-hmm. So I was standing there, and I'm looking at my watch, and really, it's about 10 minutes after 1, and I got there at 5 after 1.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been standing there, and I'm thinking, I started getting mad, thinking in my head, well, this is just inconsiderate that if you were going to do something that requires, like, signing and depositing, get your ass inside.
Go inside.
Finally, I walk a little closer, and I see her problem. The problem is not that she doesn't understand the system.
No.
For God's sake, she's a teenage girl. She could probably multitask me to Korea and back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, more computer literate than we are.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
What was the problem?
Just had her nails done.
Oh.
And she could not because she didn't want to break any of the nails. She had, like, the big one, like all that French nails.
I guess.
French manicure.
Yeah. French manicure? Yeah. Right. Thank you, Mike.
I have one now.
I walked over by where she was, and she was leaning in with her little pinky finger on her right hand, trying desperately to click on a button, but the nail on all of the fingers was too big.
Right.
Was too big.
Yes.
So I stood there for a second, and I said, because I saw her, she almost looked like...
Do you think she was handicapped at first, or... Mm-hmm. You know?
Almost. Now, this is all going through my head. And it's not that when I say people who pissed me off, they didn't piss me off to the point where I did something about it. Just, you know, I want our society to move as quickly as I think it should
click,
move
click, click.
When I'm out there trying to get it done. I'm self-centered like everybody else.
Get her done.
You know, if it's not moving fast, if it was me having a problem and somebody's behind me, I'd say, hey, jackass, shut up, I'm doing something here. But if I'm the guy that's behind, move your ass.
I admire your desire to have the world move at NASCAR speed.
So I get her. I walk up there, and I really think at first, now,
God, I've screwed the pooch. She's like some cripple. There's something wrong with her, with her hands. And then I get closer, and I see that she just can't touch. And I walk over, and I say, how you doing? And she said, oh, would you be a really, really big friend to me? I don't even know who you are. Could you just push 025? I said, sure. I went, 0, 10, 5. She said, great. Now, and she's reading the screen. Okay, would you push enter? And I went, sure, I'd be glad to. And $25 comes out, right? And I say, do you want a receipt? And she says, yes, please. I mean, she's relatively polite.
Right.
I push the button, and she said, thank you very much for helping me out. I was having a hard time.
Yeah.
And at this point, I still say, I still think that she's like you.
Something's wrong.
On some levels, thank you for helping me. Although I'm hearing, you know.
Normal.
Hey, thank you for helping
right.
me.
Right. She's being very polite.
She's very nice. She's a sweet young girl. I said, I hope the rest of your day is easier for you to get around in.
She make a little light of it.
Yeah, right. And she said, oh, it'll be no problem. Once these things dry, I find
was that the first time you became aware?
Yes, and the hands start going back and forth in the air like this, like, you know, she's like, I just got them done right over there, and I couldn't even press the button. She says, you know, I was going to ask you to help me, but it seemed like such a retarded thing to do. You know, it's at that point I'm just going, oh, honey, move.
Nicole Richie is
just funny. Move. You know, here I was thinking, you know, thank you for helping me.
Feeling sorry
me.
For her.
Thank you. But no.
Well, you probably, would you have done it anyway if you knew it was a nail issue?
Sure. Well, and
you probably wouldn't have a choice.
And not to be a nice guy, I would do it to make sure that I could get my need service.
Just to process the things.
Yeah, that I could get to the ATM.
Right.
So I go right from there. The bank is right over there. I'm pointing right there. And the CVS is right over there.
Okay? So you're in like a little strip mall area.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I'm going to go pick me up some meds.
All right.
Because that's what I do. That's what I... Thanks, Rob. Got to get me some of my meds.
Is this the CVS where you got, you know, you were hit by a car?
Yes.
Okay.
Same
all
one.
Right.
Same
right.
one. Uh-huh. So I'm just coming off this thing with the other girl. Right. Not that it's a big deal, but as I'm walking into the CVS pharmacy, I drive my car from the bank to the pharmacy, and as I'm walking towards the door, I see in the plate glass window that there's another... About 16, 17-year-old chick.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there must have been some pool party somewhere because she, again, I swear to God, has got, like, a bathing suit on, but she's got something on over it.
Right.
She's got her Daisy Dukes on.
A lot of schools are wrapping up.
I guess they were having a pool party today if school wasn't, in fact, out.
Mm-hmm.
This was a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I can tell that she's catching up to me as we're both walking into the store at the same time.
Mm.
So what I do is the thing that, you know, most guys, I think, still do to some extent. If you see a chick there, young or old, you know, you wait half a second. You open the door, at least you hold the door a little bit to at least give her the obligatory, you know,
maybe
you can hold it open.
Right.
So I hold the door open a little bit and stand there for a second. And right as she's starting to get up, I let the door go. And she said, thank you. And she caught the door. And immediately, right away, she made a B turn to the right, a beeline turn to the right, and started almost power walking, going like this, and looking at me. Now, I don't know what triggered this in me. Somehow, I swear to God to you, this is absolutely true.
All right.
This is not a major deal. This is nothing.
I want to know where this is going. I'm dying to get to this.
I know where she's going. She's going to the prescription counter, just like I am.
Oh, yeah, I know the feeling.
Now, what she has done is, she has already sized me up as the fat old guy. Only two reasons I'd be going in there. Rogaine or a med. You know, I ain't going in there to buy rubbers. I ain't going in there to buy batteries, okay?
Right.
So, here's what she doesn't figure on. Yeah, I'm fat, okay? Well, 195 pounds. But I run 3 miles a goddamn day. I got the stamina of a horse. My cardio is
ran
great.
Through the...
I did not run. I did not run. You know what I did?
What?
I walked at a brisk pace.
Yes. Now, the one thing I know about the CVS drugstores and the Rite Aids, whatever drugstores you go to, any of these chain drugstores, it's not necessarily about speed, but it's angle to
Thank
the
you.
Pharmacy.
Mike, mm-hmm. hello.
Yeah.
This is
I know
where...
I really know what you're talking about.
This is where I kick her ass so bad.
Because you've been there before.
Not funny. She's taken a right-hand turn past the Maybelline stuff, which means she's got to go all the way down by where the dairy products are.
She's going to do a right angle.
Yeah.
Right?
And I figure out that if I just cut through like a men's deodorant, make another quick left at the aisle where they have gauze and stuff like that, that what I can do is beat her to the window. Now, at this point, I don't even know if she's racing against me because...
All right, let me see if I got this right. What you're talking about is she goes in, she does an immediate right turn, and you see her taking off, like, and you're perceiving that she's going to be hitting the pharmacy.
Now,
you don't take the right-hand turn.
No.
You immediately kind of at a diagonal shoot up one of the aisles.
Through the store.
It looks like I'm going to the candy aisle.
Okay.
I'm cutting right through the middle of the store.
Right.
So I'm doing the whole, like, okay, all right, you know, because I'm already pissed off at the other girl who
sure.
I thought was, you know, and not... Yes, just,
right.
you know.
Yeah, mildly irritated.
Just, you know, sometimes I just wish the people would just act normal. I mean, for God's sakes, just stand there and say,
you're going to get your nails done, stay away from the ATM.
Yeah.
Or just say after 5 minutes, you know, oh, look at the nails that Daddy paid for, blah, 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 and my BMW, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you've also done your good deed for the day.
Maybe I had an issue with it.
Couple of them,
Mike. So anyway, it's a great moment because what happens is, and I mean... I swear on Frida's grave, literally, so you know I'm telling the truth. It is within 2 seconds that I get up to the pickup window, and there's an old lady standing there in front of me.
Sure.
And just as I arrive, I am talking one beat, two
right.
beat. There she is, right behind me.
She's wow. there. Do you think there's any chance that she may have dawdled ever so slightly? Do you think she might have, her eye might have caught
makeup.
Some sort of nail polish
no.
remover or
no.
something like that?
No. She simply took the longer route.
Ah.
Yeah.
She's a faster runner.
Didn't
She's a faster
through.
Mover.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't take the right route.
Mm-hmm. Were there people up there? Did you both have to wait in line? Or
yes.
were
no,
you the first
one? There was only one person filling the prescriptions at the pickup.
At the confusing pharmacist counter.
So there was the
consult,
old,
pickup, drop off.
There's the old guy there that's getting his pills. And I know she's standing behind me because with my peripheral vision,
uh-huh.
I can see, like, mm-hmm. the blue top, and I can uh-huh. see the bikini strap mm-hmm. on her shoulder. So I'm very cool, and I'm thinking, I'm gonna blow this bitch away because she's going to know what efficiency is.
Ah.
Okay? There's a reason. I'm thinking to myself, there is a reason that I made it here first.
I see. So now that you're in front of her, you want to teach her how to be efficient with your time.
So... when it's my turn,
uh-huh.
immediately, while the old man is still putting his stuff away in his bag and
sure.
everything, I give him the name and I say, was phoned in 2 days ago. While he's doing that, I am already pulling out the $10 bill.
Right.
Because with our
right.
insurance, that's what you got to pay.
The copay.
He comes up. I've already signed the little form where it says, you know, do you have any questions? Or because he put the little sticker
mm-hmm.
down. I give him the $10. He says, do you need the receipt? I say, sure don't. See ya. Whole thing. 45 seconds tops.
You were there. It was
tops.
Ready to go. Bingo.
Here's how it... Here's the great part of this. I get it. I turn around, and I give her a look just like this. And I just...
Give her a little nod on top of that?
A little... Just a nod.
A knowing look.
Yeah. And I hold up
uh-huh.
the bag of pills.
A nod that says, that's how it's done, young lady.
Just like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I just stood there for a second. I stood there for a second, and she said, what a great moment. She said, I wish I could say the word. She said, God, what an a-hole.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
But triumph. I mean,
perhaps what you were looking for all along.
Maybe she wasn't really racing me after all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe she was
right.
just...
Well, there had to be... If she said that,
well, no,
there had to be some awareness
no,
if you just looked at her and smiled.
No, but I didn't. I turned around, and it was nonverbal. I turned around,
right.
and I gave her the look that was like...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. While I've got the bag of pills, and I'm waving them like...
I'm smarter than you.
Right.
Got him. I just looked at her.
Young lady, look what I have before you.
As I'm walking away, I hear...
Right.
Excuse me? And, well, she repeated it.
Ah, oh, good for her.
She repeated it. So that was my happy
and
day.
Did you say, after she repeated it, did you say, Exactly.
That's right. Hey, now.
Good day to you. Good day to you, ma'am.
So I don't know what it is with young girls. Young girls, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
Mm-hmm.
You better run, girl.
All I know is that coming into work today, they have the famous George Mason University, which is home of the Colonials, right. The team that got to the Final Four, and everybody made a big deal about. And I guess all the high schools are so overcrowded around here that they're all using the George Mason Patriot Center for their graduation ceremonies.
Right.
I guess they all do that around here. And the sign of the route that I take into work said, watch for major delays from June 6th until the 24th.
Every day.
So that's, is it every day?
Every day they book it.
Every day they will be having this. So it's a little reminder that 'tis the season for proms and graduations.
That's right.
Book it.
Book it, Dano.
All those spoiled rich kids.
They're probably not all of them.
And, and the one in the CVS was probably was not. Uh-huh. Although the one outside with the fingernails, definitely. I mean, listen, I'm 47. I'm going to be 48 very soon.
Uh-huh.
She tops is 17.
Right.
No way. She's driving a car that's worth about $50,000 more than my car.
That would make me angry.
And I drive a nice car.
Yeah. That would make me very angry.
I drive a nice car.
Yeah.
And you know what else? The engine was, the motor was running the whole time, sitting out front of the ATM.
For sure, really.
Because it was convertible.
Right.
You know, so she could just stand there and watch it. And,
so
you
it
know.
Probably is daddy's car, you know. C'est la vie if somebody jumps in. And,
right.
Of course, in that neighborhood, you know, the statistics are with her. But, but who knows?
Now.
You know. Really?
Okay.
You don't run, you know, my neighborhood, you don't run your car with the, you know, you don't have the engine running if the garage door is closed.
Oh, and garage, listen to this, my weekend.
Huh?
So the girlfriend calls me up last night. We had an interesting night. I won't talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We had an interesting night.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just discussing other people, other relationships.
Right.
Lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She did surprise me with a, this weekend, she said to me, how would you like to go to the Poconos? And I was...
And of course, any chance you get.
And, you know, less than super responsive.
When the opportunity's there.
Well, listen, I went there one time with her when I first started dating her, and it was nice because the weather was cold and everything. Right. But, like, the weather's nice now, and really, you know, it's like it's an armpit. Unless you like, you know, the Poconos.
The Poconos.
The Poconos.
Never been. Never had the opportunity.
We used to take Bart up there all the time in the wintertime and, like, do too crowded skiing and too crowded ice skating. And
of course, it's known as a honeymoon mecca.
Yes,
very much so.
Too crowded eating and too crowded drinking. And, yeah, we had the room at the time. I think it was the three of us. He had to be three or four. And he was fascinated by the big, gigantic, oversized champagne glass bathtub.
Sure. Which he had to, like, climb stairs to get into?
Yeah, which was barely sturdy enough for him to get into, a three-year-old, much less free to or myself.
Sure, but it's designed for couples, right? The couples are supposed to go there and enjoy themselves.
So the old GF is on the telephone with me last night, and we have a couple of skirmishes, and then she says, hey, listen, hold on, I got something for you. I say, what's that? She said, hey, you want to go to the Poconos this weekend? She said, I'll arrange for the dogs to be watched. Wow. I said, well, that's great, but you know, I don't know what the attraction would be. I said, it's a long, I mean, so wonderful. I said, it's a long drive.
Right.
You know, I mean, I like being with you, but it's like, what are we going to do? Get in the bathtub together?
And it's kind of a been there, done that. You guys went up there during the ski season.
Right. I said, and then she said, oh, there's a NASCAR race, and the company that she works for has a car.
Oh,
get
her done.
That is racing in the race.
Well, there
so
you go.
We will be fulfilling my lifelong dream to go to a NASCAR race in the Poconos.
Well, you're a veteran. Didn't you do the Daytona thing?
Yes, I did. But I've never been to this more of a road race.
Yeah.
And plus, it's in the Poconos.
Poconos.
In the Poconos.
You'll have a fantastic time.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking really about bringing a tape recorder. Now, I know you got to get people's permission and everything.
Right.
But I got to think that
Tonight's A-Bar conversation for broadcast on CBS Radio.
The experience of walking around the infield, because...
Are you going to log some time in the infield?
Yeah, from what my girlfriend was telling me, she said her company has a very nice, like, little suite area where it's set up, you know, so you don't have to get near your average booger-eating NASCAR fan.
Be pretty boring on the infield, because I understand nobody really parties at those events.
Yeah.
Sharon!
Be quiet and nice.
And I was hearing all kinds of stuff like that. It's a different genre of mutant that goes to a NASCAR event in the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
As opposed, although the NASCAR people travel in packs and everything.
Okay.
I was told.
So this is not the type of clientele you would get at, say, Darlington.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was told that on a per capita, looking at individual people coming in, probably fewer teeth in the Poconos at their big stadium, at their big racing stadium, than down like at the Super Speedway in Charlotte or in Darlington.
So is what you're saying they're more necky? They're more necky up in the Poconos?
It's not that they're more necky.
They're more rural. They're more
mountainy.
Backwoods?
Yes.
Oh, now that's exciting.
Yes.
And besides, all the Amish go to the Pennsylvania races.
They love that. Motorsports, they love them. The Single Beard 400.
Anyway, that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, the Beard Without a Mustache 400.
That'd be nice. Have some drinks.
Uh-huh.
Watch the cars go by real fast.
Well, it sounds like you're going to do it the right way. Sounds like you're going to enjoy yourself.
Find out which guy I got to root for.
Mm-hmm. Get done.
Hello, Donna Mike.
They all going to be there, all the big ones?
I think so.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi there. You're on the air. Where were you?
Yes, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to let you know I've been listening to you for so many years and listening about what happened to Frida. Really hit me hard. And I think it's so tacky of you to be talking about a girlfriend. So
it's so wonderful of you to judge my life,
and my feelings.
You know, I think it's tacky. I think your phone call is tacky. The fact that it's not your life, honey. It's not tacky for me to talk about my girlfriend. You want to talk real hard facts?
It's not even been a year.
Where are you from, ma'am?
A year.
Hold on. Oh, is that the magic time for you when someone dies a year? Is that okay? Is that when talking about it?
It bothers me that somebody who loves you so much and you seem to love her so much.
You know what bothers me? You know what bothers me is that some goddamn piece of crap C-word like you calls and thinks that you know anything about a relationship between me and my wife because
I'm
you
sorry,
don't.
I'm sorry, but I didn't love
no,
her.
No, you're not sorry.
You didn't. Oh, come on. Shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. Just stay on the line for a second and let me unload a little bit on you. Jesus, you're lower than low, for God's sakes. You don't know anything about my relationship with my wife. And what is this crap with the 1 year? Is there a magic 1 year pill that people take? Do you know what it's like? Let me ask you something. You said your feelings, you felt oogie or whatever, it was tacky. You know why? Because today, for the first time probably in a long time, you thought about the fact that my wife is dead.
Absolutely.
You know why? Because it's about you. Listen, you fat cow, I live with it every frigging day. What am I supposed to do? Because it's Frida's birthday, and because I announced that, and because I said something nice about her, I shouldn't also do what she would want me to do, live in the present, have a good, full, rich life. And if you're keeping track, because I know there's a lot of you out there, that one-year mark is only 1 month away.
Oh, incidentally, and, you know, I'm not close to this, and perhaps I'm speaking out of school here. I really am. Are you still on the line, ma'am?
Hello.
Oh, I so was going to do it. I was going to ask everybody if the delay was on.
No, you can't do that.
I don't care if I can't.
No, he's on his way in.
What?
Joe's looking her up, and he's on his way in right now.
Good. I like to... Don, that is so tacky of you to say, because I loved her, too. Yeah, sure you did, you stupid bitch. You love the voice you heard on the radio. I lived with her every day. I love it. Call her back.
Okay.
Call her back. Tell her I'm not done. I'm not done with her. That's just rude.
Yeah. Come Unbelievable.
On. Everybody grieves in their own way.
Right.
I said what I wanted to say about Frida at the beginning of the show. It is a fact. And if this sounds harsh to any of you, well, just eat one. Eat a big steaming one, because that's what I've been doing for the last year. You know,
Amazing that when people project that on others, it really is.
My wife is never coming back. I'm not going to get heavy on you. I'm not going to get emotional on you. This is just a fact. She's never coming back. And you, bitchly cowcorn lady that called and had the nerve to say that that was tacky on my part, you know what tacky is? Tacky is what you smell like between your legs. Tacky is your face.
That's, it just blows me away sometimes.
If anything, I treat the topic of Frida with more love and more reverence than you in your little pig-sized brain could ever possibly process.
You know what you said also, I don't know when you said it a while back, as far as people that are going through similar situations or have gone through similar situations, that you hope that it would help them deal with it. And I think that, even if you haven't gone through this, I look at it as kind of a blueprint on how to handle a situation. And you said that as far back as the memorial service when you said moving on. And what blows me away, but besides that, you know what? You don't have to justify anything to anybody.
Like it on mine.
But that lady, I mean, the level of, you want to talk about tacky.
What's the deal?
She didn't answer.
Call her back.
Shocker.
Call her back, really. I mean, I don't want to yell at her, but I would like to just get some things out there. I mean, I love her too. And
I don't understand why you have to do that. City Ronnie Parade, hello.
What you're doing is tacky. How is it tacky? Today's not a national holiday.
Perhaps I would call her.
If I didn't mention that it was my wife's birthday and play a tape with her,
I would guarantee you, if you hadn't mentioned that it was your wife's birthday, that woman would not have even been in her consciousness.
Right.
Hold on.
Today.
We were disconnected. Can we put you back on the air so Don can talk to you some more?
We were not disconnected. She hung up.
Can you please come on the radio?
Then let me talk to her off the air.
All right. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Can't put her on the air.
All right. Hey, listen, you're not on the air right now. Really? What's your problem there? Yeah. No. This is Don. Hello. Hey, Consuelo, this is Don. Hello there. It's Don. Can you tell? It's me. Hi there. You know what? You didn't say that to what?
Is she trying to say she didn't say it to upset you?
Hold on. She's saying it's very... Listen, you bitch on wheels. I put you on...
Can you hear this? No, you can't put that on the air.
Hey, listen. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Now, I've heard you. First, you don't know me. She hung up again.
Uh-huh.
Call her back. Listen, it's one thing if she didn't want to come on the air.
Right.
She is screaming at me in that goddamn I just climbed over the wall voice. She's screaming at me going, I think you are an awful man that you profess your love for this woman for 25 years. And now look, not even 1 year before, and you are talking about this on this day. I thought that I knew you. I love your wife. I love your wife more than you love your
wife. She doesn't know your wife, for God's sake.
I mean, I'd love to get her back on the air.
Mm. They teach you some... Where do they teach you that? In some...
Now, I said this.
Some little Panama bar.
I got a good, 1 minute earful of blah, blah.
All done now, huh?
Well, the good news for you, darling, is that tonight I'm probably going to get drunk and call you at home.
Good. Which is your prerogative.
Yep, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Just call and check and see how her life is doing.
Yeah, you know what? Have an extra one. Uh-huh. Have an extra one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be overly defensive about
that. I don't
think
you did overreact to that.
You know, just come on, everybody. Please get with the friggin' program.
Right, yeah.
You know, I could either wallow in this and be a martyr my entire life and not enjoy life, which is not what my sweet Frida would have wanted. Right. And, hey, listen, you lady out there, you burrito-eating bitch. And I know you are. And I know you are. And don't even call up and say anything because I know you are. Take it out of your mouth and stop for a second. Put down the hot sauce. Frida would like my girlfriend. Who? How's that for blasphemy?
Oh, what are you doing?
Yes.
What are you doing now?
Shut up.
Come on. Look at that. I got new ones. I bought new ones.
I'm moving on with my life.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Passage, there's this very, very popular book that I recently became acquainted with. What is it called? Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. the Bible. And there's a passage in there. It's the best part of it. I read the whole thing.
Yeah,
there's
really?
One part in it. It says, judge not, lest ye be judged.
But it's only been a year, Don. It's not been a year. Like, at a year, that's when you're supposed to go, hey, it's been a year, and I'm socialite Bruce Wayne, and I'm out on the town right now.
Nobody should judge. Unless, of course, you're picked by the president. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Simon Cowell should judge.
Yeah, yes, I He's forgot. Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell as well.
See what you did to me, lady?
What you made him do.
People are amazing. People amaze me. The depth of their ignorance and their naivete.
And please, if you're going to call and you're going to be like that, of course I'm going to call you some names, but at least have the balls to stay on the line,
right?
For God's sake.
Well, I mean, you're asking her to use good judgment. I mean, really.
Could you at least
You're asking her to make good decisions. How can you ask that woman to make good decisions?
Could you hear the...
Yeah, I heard a little bit.
Like nobody's business. Key Rice.
You don't understand.
Yes, you know what else? Honey, Miss I Know Everything. Frida would also say... She felt bad for you, that you just didn't get the way things were.
She'd probably be all about that phone call tonight.
Yeah.
Frida.
She would be.
She'd be all about, you even having one more and making that phone call.
Well, you think so?
I think so.
Think she's going to go, call her up now.
She'd ramp you up when you got home. She'd ramp you up to make that phone call a little bit.
Okay. Anyway, let's see who else is on the phone. And then we'll change the topic. Hello, Don and Mike show. I've canceled my, in case you're listening, lady, I've canceled all plans for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I hope she's happy you're not going to the Poconos
I've
now.
Canceled all plans for the rest of my life.
No NASCAR. No NASCAR. Thanks so much, Maria. No NASCAR for Donnie this weekend.
I've canceled until, July 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one-year anniversary.
Right.
Because that's the spot.
Right.
Where you should move on with things.
That's right.
In her book.
That's what you were saying.
In her country.
In her book. The Book of C.
In her. Who said in her country?
In her country. It's a tradition. Country.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bueno, Buzz.
Hello. Hello.
I speak. Someone just couldn't handle it.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, Don. Love the show. And also, happy birthday, Frida. Hey, Poconos, you'll have a great time. I went last year.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. A very nice sentiment, I'm sure, but a really bad phone. Yeah.
Sounded like he had teeth, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How could you tell?
Hello.
It's amazing, though, that I just wouldn't think. I would think that the further north, I mean, there I am, stereotyping again. I would think that there wouldn't be that kind of rural influence.
Think so. Mountains.
So you're talking about American Holler influence.
That's
right?
Correct, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Hi there. What's up?
Who's going to the Pick Your Nose 500?
What's up?
Oh, not too much. I'm still waiting on to hear Skin Tight.
The Ohio players.
Oh. Yeah. Deal with cell phones today.
Got to remember to bring that in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing.
I just wanted to wish Don. I just want to say happy birthday to Freedom.
Okay. All right. You know what? That's nice, but that's really. I'm sorry this has happened. That's not what I intended.
No,
the show.
Everybody wants to share good wishes. But you know what? I really give people the benefit of the doubt. In certain circumstances, the majority of people would simply want to pass that along.
There's only one person I'd like to talk to, but she won't take the call right
now. Right. Exactly.
Mrs. Beaner.
God.
Well, I'm guessing from caller ID.
Who knows?
Well, I do. That's never on caller ID. Mike, when we come back.
Yeah, what are we doing when we come back?
Well, okay. Dude Walker.
Ah.
Dude Walker.
Prima Donna.
I know. Okay, jealousy.
I'm sorry that came out today. I really
am. Logic, green-eyed monster.
It's not jealousy.
Mike,
I just like, I like to be treated, I treat people the way I like to be treated. And sometimes it's just not reciprocated.
I really do.
Why are you laughing?
Did you hear him say that he treats people?
Yeah, mock me. Mock me when dude's coming on the show.
He treats people
That's funny,
the way
Rob.
He wants to be treated.
That's really funny.
It is.
Dude Walker.
Get ready for over 75.
E.M. Wow. Walker.
Brand new. What? Excuse me?
Nothing.
What did you call it?
I said E.M. Walker.
What's that?
Egomaniac.
Oh.
We'll have a dude on with over 75 bumpers.
Wow. I think I should probably pull back the curtain and explain the reason I'm making these jokes is because Mr. Walker is the opposite of all those things. I'm very fond of him. Yeah. I truly am. And he's also from the town right next to mine. That's where he grew up.
Uh-huh.
There we are. So the curtain's been pulled back. And you know what? Now I want to get back to that whole place. You two falling on the ground when I talked about I like to treat people the way I like to be treated. Or whatever I said.
That is funny.
That is
you
funny. Said, I know.
You treat people.
So rotten,
you
everybody.
Treat people the way that you want people to treat. Or the, you treat people the way that
I'd like to be treated.
Whatever.
Wow. Wow. Gee, look at them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you learn something every day.
Mike, you're not cheap. You're thoughtless. You said it yourself.
Well, that's right. I'm not cheap.
Okay.
I'm and, not cheap. Far, far. No, thanks for the magazines.
Rob, where is
right.
Did you ever get those?
No. No. For like a year and a half.
Yeah. You know what? I got an email from Amazon asking me if I wanted to renew.
You told me that story, and you didn't, and you said, no, why bother? Yeah, I know. You told that joke before.
Mike, just a little background on this.
Yes.
A little background.
Yes.
Rob got you for Christmas some magazine subscriptions.
How, Rob, I don't even know the date.
It was your birthday.
It's a birthday not last year, but the year before.
I believe so.
And what, they've never shown up?
I received two magazines. I received, what? I don't even remember, but I think really it was the birthday or Christmas that you said you got me like three subscriptions.
Yeah, I got you Modern Mimic.
And I received, but then you said I finally got one.
All right.
So you canceled them.
No,
you had to.
I never did.
I'm gonna. You know what? You know what I'm doing now because of this. Because what? Of this whole treat people the way I want to be treated. I'm gonna research this. I'm gonna find it because I have one of those magazines in my house. I'm gonna find out. Mr. Romero, those were never ordered.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know that. Like, I don't know that. And that you two have had a belly laugh over that.
Hold on. I swear on Frida's grave, I don't know anything. He's not said anything to me.
But he's made veiled references.
No, he has not.
No?
I have.
I'm not paranoid, but I know what you say behind my back.
Leave the room.
I hate this.
What I'm going to say is independent of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God to you, he has said nothing about this to me.
He's right. Gone. You remember the whole thing where he gave me like magazine subscriptions.
And I've heard you say over the last couple of years,
right.
I've not gotten those, and Rob said, I'm going to look into it.
I said the first year, I mentioned it to him maybe twice. And I mean maybe twice. Man, I mentioned it to him. And then he said, I don't understand. And then he came up with this whole thing where they contacted him. And he didn't bother. And I have no idea what the deal is.
I didn't even know that.
Here's
what I think.
What do you think? Yeah, tell me. Tell me your theory.
God,
because I've been curious.
You know what?
This.
I'm selling out one friend to another friend. And it's just a theory, and I'm probably wrong.
Okay.
I know this about you.
Yeah.
Along with the fact that you treat people the way you'd like to be treated.
Stop it. Stop.
Besides what? That,
yes.
I know that you got, in certain cases, the memory span of a fly.
Yes.
That, like, for instance,
I will for qualify instance, that by saying,
let me just say,
like, that is my perception on the show.
Let me say,
yes.
Hold on, like, if I said to you, like the last couple of years when I've had to custom order you or special order you a gift,
right?
And if I had said, like, and as a matter of fact, this year it wasn't here for Christmas,
right.
And I said to Mike, oh, I'm so pissed off it showed up at my house the last day. Before we were each of us was going away, I'll get it to you after Christmas.
Right.
Now, Mike didn't say to me, bring it over right away. And when I talked to you after the first of the year,
right.
The first thing you did not say to me was, where's my Christmas present?
Right.
So, hear me out on this. You and I could have continued down the road forever.
Absolutely.
And you would have never said to me.
But not because I wouldn't remember.
No, but still, I'm not.
True.
Really?
As God is my witness.
Then why wouldn't you?
Because why? Well, I think it's rude to do that.
Okay, hold on.
I
understand it in my case because you're talking about a thoughtful, expensive gift. Of course you would. But something like
You're talking about the lovely thing that's in my living room right now that I think you saw.
Yeah. I think that he originally probably did try to order the magazines for you.
Right.
And when it fell through, just told you because he thought you'd forget about it.
Right. Exactly.
He's not told me that. He'll probably hate me for saying that.
No, I actually remember, but I wouldn't remember like the subscriptions or what was, because we discussed it over like a year and a half ago. But as far as the statute of memory, no, the reason I wouldn't bring it up at a certain point is because I think it would be just damn rude. It really would. It would be stupid to do over something, or any gift. I mean, if you have to sit there and pound somebody over the head over a gift.
You do it with Dennis all the time.
Well, that's different.
I know.
That's
we
for
all
the show. But do you know, serious, no, don't choke that. All of you, don't choke that up to forgetfulness. Because I really, you know, there are... I could probably, if I really racked my brain, remember a couple of instances. This is the most egregious, bar none. And you know what? Here's the. You know why?
Why?
Because it's really not. We're not talking about a lot of money here. We're talking about a nominal. We're talking about a. You know. Yeah. We're not talking about a lot of money.
Am I pointing? You know what it is?
Right. Right. And you know what? You know, and now, granted, you and I are very well compensated, and we can talk about that all day long. But the fact of the matter is that. Even on my thoughtful days, you know, on my thoughtless days, outside of Joe, whose birthday I recently forgot, on my thoughtless days, I will still, at the last minute, I will forget it, but then when I actually go out to the ATM, I will at least put a reasonable amount of cash in someone's hand on a birthday.
Let's bring him back in there.
Now, I'd be very interested to explore your theory on this with the magazines. If you think he just, at a certain point, he won't remember. Oh, look at his face. Look at him. He comes around and gives me a little baby face when he comes through the door.
His bottom lip is curled under.
No, I don't think he's that upset. So what do you say to that theory?
The theory that I'm hoping you forget? Because I was talking to Tony. I couldn't hear the whole theory.
Okay. Don had a theory about that.
My theory is
not that you're hoping that you thought I...
And I said that it's the truth that you hadn't discussed it with me. I've just heard this. My theory is that when you originally ordered the magazines, there was a screw-up, and then you just figured afterwards this would just be something Mike would forget about.
No, I goaded myself. I'm bothered by it, and I did follow up to Amazon.com, and I even had Carrie follow up, but to no success. So I did give up.
Oh, okay. All right.
I gave up.
All right. Okay.
Well, then...
Don't look at me like that.
I mean, what can I say?
Don't look at that.
Perhaps then, thoughtless.
Then where's his gift? Because you should know...
Two gifts for this birthday.
While you were out
we're
of the room...
We're not going down the magazine route again, though.
Never.
We can't do that again.
While you were out of the room, he indicated, because I told him the whole thing, about how we think he forgets stuff. And he said, no, not only does he not forget...
I don't forget that kind of stuff. What I forget... You know what I forget? And I know you get a big kick out of this. If somebody will hand me something and it's in the studio with me, at closing time, at the end of the show... I will forget things more than anybody else because I'm thinking one thing.
Do you think so?
I am. How soon can my feet hit the carpet and get out that door at the end? So I'll forget that all the time.
I will remember to buy you two birthday gifts, and you know what? I must.
You've given me no. Listen,
no.
You have given me
because
great
I
birthday
feel
gifts.
Feel bad about
here.
It.
Did you or did you not?
But I
just be honest with him. Did you or did you not? Just not renew the thing, or not look into it.
I promise you, I looked into it. I sent emails. I made phone calls.
He remembers. He does remember them. I don't remember the magazine subscriptions. He remembers them.
Yeah. And I made you a great card.
You did.
Then
that's actually better than.
Then why didn't you just get him something else or get him some other magazine subscriptions?
I was holding out hope.
For what?
For the magazines to arrive. At one point, Amazon told me there was no such address where he lived. I said the house was built 100 years ago. There's a house there. Do you remember I called you and I verified your address?
You know, sometimes when I navigate, I don't get the specific location.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means, but the house has been there for 100 years.
You're still on rural route 2.
I am, right next to Mayberry.
That's right.
Well, anyway. Everything's okay. And I know that I am thoughtless. Nobody's more aware of it than I am. But in a good way.
Yeah.
It's one of your most endearing qualities.
That's right. You wear it well.
Now I feel better.
Hey, you're good with it.
Thank you.
Hold on. Just a second. Hello there, Don and Mike. I would have sworn that he just probably put the kibosh on the thing. Really. Save some money. And what the hell? Mike's not going to remember it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
This is Tom in San Francisco.
Yes. Hi, Tom.
I don't have anything going on tonight. I wonder, could I have that lady's phone number?
Oh, no. She'll be getting a call or two or ten from me.
Consider it handled.
Like I'm really going to call her. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Donald and Michael, how are you?
Hello, pick up, please.
Hello?
Hello, pick up, please.
Pick up, Simon.
Be a loving pick up.
How are you two?
We're fine. Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Simon.
What's up?
Yeah, I was just going to say that was rather tacky, you know, all this thing about the year past, and you're talking about rednecks the way you do. Not very nice.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good afternoon.
Toodaloo, ass.
Off you go.
So, when we come back,
Dude Walker,
yay,
voiceover man extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be doing over 75 show rejoin bumpers for us.
It's been a long time since we've done them.
Yeah. And we also have scripts for the commercial we're going to put together for our brand new movie, Sex Men United.
Excellent. Sex Men.
So Buzz will have a line to read.
Good.
Mike will have a line to read. I'll have a line to read.
All right.
Dude will do the serious movie commercial voice.
In a world.
As opposed to his regular, God damn it, the Don and Mike show. Yeah, it'll be more like, in a world.
Wasn't it Wag the Dog where they said, get the voice?
The voice.
Get the voice.
The voice.
That's the guy.
Thank you, Mike.
The voice.
So we'll have Dude doing that, and then probably by tomorrow, we'll have it all put together.
Cool. Excellent.
So you can hear it, but it's another one of the trip behind the scenes that we'd like to give you when we come back. Our voice guy, Dude Walker, and over 75 pieces of side-splitting hilarity.
So what are we doing in the next break?
Dude Walker.
Oh, I am sorry. I forgot. I completely forgot. Are you looking at the dude lines that we have there?
Lots of good ones. Lots of ones that have lines through them, though. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Robbie.
They can't all be winners.
Some of them are great, though.
Canceled like last year's magazine subscriptions. You insensitive bastard.
Here's a good one. Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM. The Don and Mike Show.
Excellent. I like it already.
All right, excellent. So that's, and just so you know what we're talking about, it's these things. These
your destination for disappointment, The Don and Mike Show.
Those things that we run out of commercials, they're called bumpers.
Right.
Rather than have our voiceover guy, Dude Walker, just read them and send them to us, we have them do the session live on the radio.
Excellent.
So we'll do that when we come right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Murray and comedian Jeff Cesario.
Good.
And now, because everybody else in show business was out of town or in rehab,
yes.
Hey now! Hey now! Hank Kingsley!
Okay, good, Kingsley. Good. No, your instincts are absolutely
flat.
Right. You mind?
No.
Just my opinion, but I think you want to go, two notes. But you want to go up on the second note.
Kingsley!
Head of a clarinet riff.
No.
B flat.
Kingsley!
You got it here. You've got it.
The Mike Show. They'll suck the power out of ye. Don and Mike.
Right.
From the land of Georgia.
Now let's see. We got Dude Walker now.
Yeah.
What I got to do is fade this music down and push that button, so we should now hear via ISDN some type of fiber optic thing. Dude Walker, hello, dude.
Hello.
Listen to that voice.
Yeah. Hey there.
Hi.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, man. I somehow feel responsible for that.
Don't worry. It's changing already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it changing? Good.
Changing already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to keep it till the end of the book. But we appreciate it. How the HE double toothpicks are you and your big, gigantic balls that you have to carry around in a wheelbarrow?
We're doing fine. It's funny. Every time we get on with you guys, I notice that both of you do the same thing. You go, so, dude, how are you? You start to throw your voice down.
So, have you been...
I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed.
How's your spring been? Has your spring been going well?
It's been grand.
Obviously, we are intimidated by Dude and his voice.
How could you not be?
Let's just get right to the, because today it's going to be all types of Dude Walker. We have so much, we got to get to it.
Very good.
Besides all of the bumpers, as I mentioned, a commercial for our brand new film, Sex Men.
Sex Men.
There are the scripts. Let's start with the new bumpers.
Okay.
And let me see, I've X'd through some of them, so bear with me on this.
All right.
But there still be over 75 of them.
Wow.
Starting with number one.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Here's the great Dude Walker, everybody.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Kind of sums it up nicely, doesn't it?
And now, this might throw Dude off, but you should know that Mike and I and Buzz do not have to be quiet while Dude is cutting these because he's in a separate channel.
He's recorded on a separate track. So we will not muddle it up by our talking over him.
Right? I'm used to people talking when I'm talking. I'm married. <There we go.
laughs> hey, how's she?
Oh, she's doing great.
Of course she's fine.
She's the one that keeps me on this straight and narrow course here.
Yeah. Number two, and here number you go, two, Mike. This is for you. Not for you, but for you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
I know you love that.
Applause. Yeah. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that.
Let me see. Number three.
The show with more comedy and less moonbez. Don and Mike.
That's great.
That is great.
Number four, please.
They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
Oh, these are good. Oh, this is creative stuff. No. Number five. Rob was really drinking with this one.
He must have had a few.
Number five.
The cure for your priapism. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. I think I remember that word.
Uh-huh.
That's a good word.
Uh-huh. Number six, please.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Tribute to the King of Rock and Roll.
Sure.
Number seven.
Listen to them and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
I think I understand that one, too. Number nine. So true.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Every once in a while, one of mine will jump out at you.
Sure.
That would be one of mine. Otherwise, these are all... Rob had about 1,000 beers last night.
He was holding up eight fingers for last night.
Went through his notes. He writes down everything that's even, in his mind, remotely funny that's said on the show.
Right.
And then some of these are good, and some of them aren't. For instance, number nine, I don't think it's any good. It says, everybody's buddies. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Not really good.
If it's said in that Dude Walker way, then when he says, everybody's buddies. No, it's not even funny
now,
is it?
No. No, it doesn't make the cut. So we're going to cut number nine.
Had you already cut that one?
Yeah. Cut nine, cut ten. Let's go to right to number 11.
All right. These are not numbered on my page, so I'll just skip the next two.
The one that starts God.
Yeah, I figured as much. I'm trying to follow along here.
Okay, I'll give you the first word. Here we go.
That's okay. That's all right. I got it. God is their audience. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Okay.
That puts us in a class by ourselves. Now the one that's the next one, please. The division.
A division of Line One Industries International. The Don and Mike Show.
Tribute to our former GM Allen Line One. Next one, broadcasting.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate. The Don and Mike Show.
Delicious. Hey, Rob?
Yes?
I hate to, you know, I'm really not being territorial, like saying that mine are funny and yours aren't. But really, anti-establishment gadflies? I'm sorry. No. Let's go right to number 15, which came right from this smelly mouth right here. Here you go. You want some brilliant writing? Uh-huh. Here you go.
All right. Retarded human shields. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Look how proud he is of himself. Did you see that, Buzz?
Right. Look at him over there.
Look at him over there. I often say things on the show that make sense and are funny.
Yes.
But imagine that.
Right.
If things get really dicey over in Iraq.
That's us. We'll be there.
Okay. Number 16. Now, this one is from Rob, and I love the way it's written.
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bravo.
Yeah, the truth is the truth.
Yeah. Okay, let's slip through the next one and the next one. Let's go to Here's Sunnier Days.
Okay. Here's to sunnier days. Good times, good times, good times. With the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. That's just too inside.
Right.
Number 20, broadcasting, please.
All right. Broadcasting, on average, five times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good average.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, here we go. Next one, please.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
That's a tribute to a former DJ used to work for me, Bob White.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 22. Funny but true.
Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lovely.
Okay, the recipe.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can lose How Do You Handle a Hungry Man.
Oh, gee, I was going to sing that, too.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, hey, no, I'm kidding.
Come on. If you do it like the Manwich jingle, be my guest.
Okay. Well, I can't sing the second part because I don't know it, but it's super. How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. That saved it. Thank you.
Yes, bravo.
That did save it.
You're multi-talented, dude.
Let's skip the one about stand by and go right to They Never.
They never shame the beast. Don and Mike.
Okay, now we're going to do a string of Robs here.
Yeah, that's good. That's for everybody. I like that. That's for all our friends up in Portland, Maine, too.
This one also from Rob. Shocker. Dude, please do it in a German accent or as close as
okay,
you can.
Okay, I will try.
Okay.
Feel sorry for the Vonka. They will cost him a fortune in fudge. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. That's beer number six, I'm guessing?
Maybe 50.
Maybe 50, right.
All right, Mike. I remember things you say on this show.
Good.
Go ahead, dude.
All right. Ass up, face down. That's the way we listen.
Right.
To the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
That's all. It's just what I think of you, you know?
I know.
I don't have a lot of them in here. Mm-hmm. Only got a couple. That was one of mine. That's something Mike says a lot.
Yeah, well, I sort of say that.
You live it, Strap-On.
It's face down, ass up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're really going to quote it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if you're going to quote it from the song.
All right, Mike, well then, dude, would you redo it, please?
Let's do an edit here.
Ass
okay,
down, do face up?
No, face no, down, no. Ass up. And that's the
there
way
you go.
Yeah.
You and your deviant
right.
Sex.
I know. All right. And hey, but thank you for remembering that. I appreciate that. That's because that, you know, it's my life. Are we ready?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes, we are.
I don't know. I can't.
And hey, when you say it's kind of rhythmic, dude, it's like bam, 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 bam.
Okay. Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You made so many people happy just then.
29's a good one. Brief to the point.
Delicious Fagolinis, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Rich with, Rob, you love these. These are always good.
Rich with the good taste of bile, the Don and Mike Show.
Those are my favorite kind, too.
Let's drop, there's no need for the pretty good. Because don't you think okay. that...
pretty good!
Yeah.
Pretty good!
Kind of a short shelf life.
Okay.
Let's go right to Design for Your Dog.
Designed for your dog, but fit for human consumption. The Don and Mike Show.
Very nice. And true.
Okay, we'll skip time to bear down and go to the next one.
Let's bring the big love for the Don and Mike Show.
Here's another one of Rob's. This is a good one.
Just like a great big bowl of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Next one, please.
Most of the time, the listeners are wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I love it when they're just to the point and simple.
37, I'm guessing that is a tribute somehow to you, Buzz.
They are the codeine in your cough syrup. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My favorite Elvis story.
Then we'll skip the one about studio gangsters and see again if you can find the one that I had something to do with. Dude?
All right. A daily 4-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags, Don and Mike.
Yeah! Okay.
That's nice.
Simply put?
That's nice.
Sure it is.
Simply put. Let me try it again.
Simply put?
Simply put. The only way to hear Don Geronimo and my... Do it again.
Okay.
Can we do it again? Coming on the record, please. All right.
Casey.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very nice.
Okay. Good. That's a good one, Rob.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. The Don and Mike Show.
I like that.
And, of course.
This is the big one. This usually ends the whole thing. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, normally there you'd think we'd stop.
Uh-huh. No.
No.
Got a few more. And you know, he does it a little differently every time.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well, Mike, you've got the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Let's go right to broadcasting.
Broadcasting with a utility belt full of fun for ye. Don and Mike.
Tribute to Batman.
Let's skip the one about Dazzled. And the next one, that first line should be, spoken like Elvis.
Right. Okay, I'll see what I can do about this. They really make it all worthwhile. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
you've been working on that, haven't you?
I lived in Memphis for a while.
Here we go. Both the cause and the cure.
Okay. Both the cause and the cure for an ice cream headache. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, the radio equivalent.
The radio equivalent of foul-smelling discharge. The Don and Mike Show.
I love those.
98%.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Celebrating.
Okay. Celebrating the year of the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Okay, Mike, just...
All that they desire is friendship and a discreet BF. Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
All right.
Thank you. My handprints are all over these dumb ones. Let's see. Now for the one where it's Oscar loves,
yeah.
You got to do that in kind of an effeminate Oscar loves. Right, Mike?
Yep. Oscar loves. Oscar loves the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, let's go to Flippin'. Flippin'.
Flippin' awesome. Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
He's doing his dialects today. Wow.
I don't.
Next one, it's good. This is another good one.
It's good because it's based on books. The Don and Mike Show.
We like to send that little tribute out to the readers in our audience.
Yes.
All three of them.
Okay, dude, they are never.
All right. They are never deficient in vitamin love. Don and Mike.
All right, let's go to Get Ready.
Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, Mike needs some help on this one.
Okay.
Help dude with God. It's they want to sing. La, 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 la. Like, hold on. Oh, here, let me just pull this up, dude. Here you go.
Okay.
Here we go. I want to sing. Hold on a second. Or is that, which is, it Gillespie?
Two cuts, I think, yeah.
Ah, very nice. I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
I think it might be, what's his name?
Hughes. Yeah.
Hughes?
Travis is Michael Hughes.
So we're going to be...
La, 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 la.
Wow.
I want to sing. La, 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 la.
Okay, so you get the idea.
Okay.
See, work very hard to see if you can be as bad as that.
Okay, here we go. They want to sing. La, 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 la. Okay, let's do it again because I have to run and sit down in my head. I got it now. Okay. They want to sing. La, 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 the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Nice. Bonus.
Thank you. Let's go to like 15 inches.
Okay, way down there. I'll catch you. Like 15 inches of strap-on comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Now come. Dot, dot,
come. Watch them stem the rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, next one. Very proud of. Serious one here. So please do this as dramatically as you can.
Okay. The enemies of whatnot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
See, that one, that gives a message, folks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to... accidentally.
Accidentally making their audience smarter. The Don and Mike Show.
That sounds like an 8-beer one to me. Was that your...
Yeah, no, that was Rob. Hey, here's another Rob one.
They go together like cigarettes and chili. Don and Mike.
I have my favorite so far.
Okay, and next one is for Howard.
They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Love it.
Okay, they are ready.
They are ready to bump uglies for ye. Don and Mike.
All things equal?
All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's skip the heartwarming.
Okay.
And you should know the next one is a behind-the-scenes tribute to the way Joe Ardinger speaks. Some of his language, some of his words, some of his favorite catchphrases.
Get ready for Ding Dong and Goat Screw, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Those are his nicknames for us.
Ding Dong and Goat Screw?
Here's Ding Dong and Goat Screw.
Very good.
Let me see. Let's go to Here to Spread.
Okay. Here to spread their seed, Don and Mike.
Using their words?
Using their words to thin the herd, the Don and Mike Show.
Rated number one.
rated number one among simpletons and halfwits. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That was just energetic enough. I love like it.
Now, please notice that the word is not hard, it's tarred.
Right.
Okay.
They know that the price of success is tarred work. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, we'll skip the next one and tell you that the word that you're using in this, in the one we're going to go to, is shart.
Right. That's the password, isn't it?
Yeah, shart.
They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much.
There's something I said to Rob in real life one day.
All right. Quit your belly aching and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Okay. Be a love. Do 78, please.
Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
The next one, as much emotion as you like.
The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, nice.
Okay, then we've got, don't blame them.
Don't blame them. Blame the system. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now we're almost done here. Let's go to the Masters.
The Masters of the Thailand Tongue Bath. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Let's go to, they want to fart for ye.
They want to fart for ye. Don and Mike.
Okay, the next one's for Beth Ann.
Come, cop a feel of the Don and Mike Show.
And please note in the next one, the word is not bowel, it's ball.
Right, yes. They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, we'll skip the one that says don't panic, and let's go to they understand.
They understand the art of the bunt. Don and Mike.
Okay, champion.
Champion carpet bombers. Don and Mike.
They allow.
They allow. Let's do it again. They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And last one. One never knows.
One never knows when a homosexual is about, especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Oh, I see, that was an about meaning around, nearby.
Yes. Is what, yeah, okay. Yeah. And you always give me a freebie on this.
Sure,
I don't know why this, for some reason, came to mind. It's a variation on something a dude did the last time he was here. And this is just, dude, zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show. I don't know why it just popped into my head.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Sorry about that.
All right, so it's zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. I don't know why. I just was thinking.
Let me do that other one we did before because I didn't really do it right. I don't think.
Which one?
The one about. The one that one never knows.
Yeah, and it's when you do it, dude, it's a little sneakier. You never know when a homosexual's about.
That's what I thought. Okay. One never knows when a homosexual is about, especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, now, isn't he great?
Yeah, the greatest.
Listen to all those one takes. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, guy's phenomenal. Dude, you're an incredible talent.
Thank
you. Know
you.
That?
Thank you.
And
yes,
now,
well, I enjoy it, too. I love doing this stuff.
We're going to put you to the test now. Okay. We have our movie, our fake movie ad. We never do parody spots on the show, but we're doing one. Let me see. It'll be pretty easy. Dude, do you have the script that says from the producers?
I do. Yeah, okay. I got that right here.
So we'll need you just to do just your lines.
Yeah, I'm highlighted. I got it highlighted here by
Rob?
By somebody.
Okay, good.
Probably Rob, yeah.
All right, then let's start with Dude Walker. Here is the first line of Sex Men 2, our commercial, and go.
Well, I hate to stop you here, but am I waiting for them to jump in, or are you going to edit in later?
No, we don't have to be tighten it up, right? We can just do all our parts?
Yeah, we're just going to do this in a bunch of different segments. No. So, for instance, right now, do just give me the part that says, from the producers of Broadway, just that first little paragraph there.
Okay, good. Here we go. From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United, get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand.
You know, isn't that good? Doesn't he sound like a real, like movie guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing, please, with the next line.
All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever.
Okay, now a little more dramatic when you announce each of our names, and after you announce, for instance, my name, then I'll say my line, but not directly after it.
Okay. Captain No Butt.
It would just be like Captain Crunch. Captain No Butt.
Captain Nobutt.
Captain. You know, like, you know, like Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch, yeah.
Yeah, there you
Captain.
Go. Captain.
Captain. Captain, you're almost an M there.
Right,
Captain
right.
Nobutt. Captain Nobutt.
Okay, then here's my big line. Watch out, Jack. That's an exit, not an entrance.
And then I say, strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
The naughty newsman.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
Punisher.
Rob?
We changed Buzz's name to Skin Tight, and it didn't make the edit in the script, so we need a reread on that.
Okay, sure. All right.
Sorry about that.
Skin Tight, please.
All right. Skin Tight.
Okay, and Buzz, your line was good as is?
Yes.
Let's go to Rob here.
Okay. The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you!
Johnny Thick.
All right, John, get your ass in here, please.
Let's bring John Norman in.
Front and center.
There he is. It'll be complete with music and everything.
Straight from the German soccer matches. Here he is, John Norman. Hi, John.
Hi.
You just have that look about you.
Hi.
That haircut.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
Okay, hold on. Can you do it one more time?
We were talking. I'm sorry.
One more time, Johnny.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
Okay, and now
and they're okay, ready.
I'm sorry about okay. Joe. Sure.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
Okay, now here he comes for his big line.
Be great.
Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Take one. We're recording.
This is a good one. Says, I may be
CGI.
Oh, I got some echo, sorry.
I may be CGI, but I sure...
Ignore
take
the
two.
I may be CGI,
take,
but I
take
sure...
Take three.
Four.
For you.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay, now back to Dude.
Yeah, all right. Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
Hey, look! A Wolverine! Right in my pants!
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
Yeah.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah. Bravo, and I like the Yogi Bear kind of read at the end. Yeah. That made it. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Well, what can we say? Dude Walker, really, the pro's pro.
Uh-huh.
I know you got a website out there for any of our affiliate stations that hear Dude's voice and would like him to be the voice of your station, do commercials. It's dudewalker.com.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And you know what I always get whenever we put that is about 15 people who want to do voiceover careers, and I always discourage them.
I'm sorry. So you really, let me make this clear what Mr. Walker is too nice to say is that if you're looking for like a Connecticut School of Broadcasting type thing, Dude would like you to call him if you're looking for somebody to do your commercials.
Correct.
That's right. What he would like.
All right, Dude.
I didn't mean to bother you, Dude.
No, I have no problem with people trying to get advice. It's just that I...
How many times, really, when you do promote the website, does Buzz call you and ask you how to get into the business?
Hi.
All the time.
No, hats off to Buzz. He got me work a couple, about a year ago or so.
Very good.
He suggested me to somebody else, and they used me, and I was very happy. So, you know, he's getting me jobs, not the other way around.
And does he brag to you when Buzz talks to you? Does Buzz say, how you doing, Ford dealers? It's me, my plumber.
You know, we call Buzz here at the station, we call him the spot slut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's what I do.
All right, Dude, it's great talking to you, man. And
you guys take care.
And you are the best, and thank you again for the behind-the-scenes look, and thanks for all the new tape.
Thanks. Have a great summer, guys.
Okay, bye-bye, Dude.
Bye, Dude. Right, thank you.
There he is.
Yep.
The great Dude Walker, and he really is great. Yep.
And I like Sex Men. I'm going to go see Sex Men. I'm going to go to the premiere.
Good broadcaster, good guy. Yeah, Mike, all your favorite Sex Men are there.
Yep.
Captain No Butt.
Right.
Strap On.
Skin Tight.
The Punisher.
Johnny Thick.
JoJo Binks.
JoJo Binks.
JoJo Binks.
Anime. Take five.
Okay.
I got an echo.
Thank you. Thank you, Dude Walker. Hey, guess what, idiot? We've all had an echo. The entire show with them, we had Dude Walker on, there's echo. Isn't that right, Vin Scully?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, Vin Scully. Going down that road.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Way to go, Vin.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friend.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Summer's arrived, and that means that primetime TV is worthless until
the fall.
Ah, yes, but Don, the newest season of HBO's Entourage is just now beginning. It's been ages since the season number two. It ended.
Where did we last leave these fine fellows, Mike?
One word, Aquaman. He's no Batman or Batwoman, for that matter.
Aquaman, yes, I remember. He's always better than just having to talk about the show. We like the show, but we got to read. I remember Vince had just started filming James Cameron's Aquaman last season.
I don't want this to get to a place where you start blaming me for everything. You guys don't listen to me. Listen to this. You tell your boy to do Aquaman, or you tell him to find other representation.
Yes, and this season kicks off with the film being wrapped. And the gang getting ready for the big Aquaman premiere.
But the big question is, will there be an Aqua Woman?
Yuck. We must wait.
A good show, HBO Entourage.
Jeremy Piven is on this.
Sunday night, June 11th, that's the premiere at 10 p.m. only on HBO.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is that easier?
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, go ahead, call us. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over.
Talking about old man.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
There you go.
Are you a prostitute?
I thought you were throwing the phone at pop music for a while.
Oh, no. Only pulled it out because you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I know it's one of your favorites.
The pop music?
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I really, yes. It's a poppin'. Very good.
There you go. All of that for you, Mike. And it's by, come on, name it and claim it. Pop music by?
Oh, God, I know it. We played it a million times. I have no, you know, I don't.
It's one of your favorite initials.
C?
Oh, good guess.
Funny how that came to mind.
M. As in Mike.
Ah.
Or as in Mom.
What is the name of the is it just M?
M.
M.
It's M.
Huh. All right.
M.
Were they training on the whole MTV thing? Is that what they were trying to do?
They used to be M&M, and then they broke up.
Oh, okay.
It was before. But it was for E-M-I-N-E-M.
Who just ripped off the original M&M, which was M with the thingy and...
And ampersand.
Ampersand.
M, you know, uh-huh. And they're still great, those Christmas commercials, aren't they?
Fantastic.
The M&M's?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
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 I just wanted to tell Mike thank you, and Don, thank you, too. My kid is graduating this year, and Mike gave me the best piece of advice I've ever heard.
Wow.
How was that?
It was learn to listen and listen to learn.
I'm not sure whether I can take credit for that one.
My advice would have been pull out. I'm glad you didn't take mine. Congratulations on raising a beautiful whatever you raised.
Yeah, I can't claim authorship of that one. I think I've repeated it and somebody else has said it. I'm not sure.
Well, come on,
you know my motto is, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice. So.
All right, I take full credit. Glad that I was instrumental in raising your son. Thank you. Sorry we couldn't chat more.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hey, I got a theory behind why Mike's not getting his magazine. Didn't you move, like, within the last year and a half?
What are you doing? Are you trying to, here I am with a perfectly legitimate gripe,
uh-huh.
And are you trying to water it down? You trying to, ruin my painting just after I painted it? What are you doing to me? You're killing me. Don't you know that I have Hispanic attacks? Aren't you aware of that? And you're calling to say, hey, because Mike, because you moved, that's why I didn't get the magazines. That doesn't make me look good. You're not helping me. This is the type of thing my doctor has told me to try to avoid.
Remember, Mike treats people the way he would like to be treated.
Take a hike, fat ass.
Something
like that. said earlier today.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, I got a follow-up for you.
Oh, good.
Everybody's calling. You can just wait because this is a follow-up that you are going to love. Remember the boy on our website with three arms?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody thought that was a big scam. The truth is, it was not a scam.
Mm-hmm.
The baby boy, in Shanghai, China.
Hello.
He had the third arm.
Uh-huh.
He had two were out of the what? Out of the left side?
Two left arms, yeah.
Two out of the left and one out of the right.
Uh-huh.
We had the picture on the website.
What is this music?
We have never played this on this show.
Because it's not Christmas in July yet.
Right? No.
Oh, man. That's festive. See, and I can empathize with the kid you're talking about, too.
Cause now, when I was little, they thought I had a third leg.
That's a joke.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
What, because your thing is so big?
It was a throwaway comment.
Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah,
when I was a baby.
A man-sized penis?
Boy, did I grow past it, though.
Man, the Chinese.
Yes, yes.
The Chinese baby boy. Born with three arms. In Shanghai, they perform something. Not you, him. Stop it. I told you we're saving this.
Wow.
Stop it.
Was he saving this till Christmas time?
We were saving it till Christmas in July.
Ah, very good.
But he couldn't wait. You just can't wait. Can you?
He couldn't.
You know. My God.
Wow.
One right. More?
No, sure. What the hell? You know what I mean?
All right. You're reading the Asian story?
You already opened up the box. Tonight is a happy ending for baby Chen.
Oh, good.
We found out that's his first name, Chen.
Oh, this music makes the story.
Yesterday, they did the operation to remove the arm. It took a total of 3 hours. The doctor from the Shanghai hospital tells Fox News, surgery went much better and smoother than expected. We found nerves and blood vessels for the arm formed just as they would be for a normal arm.
Wow.
Now, here's the oogie part of this, and we don't have a picture of this like we did originally, the kid with three arms.
Siren night.
The boy does need physical therapy to use the remaining hand on his left arm where they chopped off the other one.
The remaining hand's a little odd, too.
It has no palm, and the hand flexes in both directions.
Very, very interesting. It's kind of like a flap, like a fin.
So here's hoping that all is well with baby Chen.
Baby Chen.
By the time Santa gets on his sleigh and heads over to Shanghai to see Jack Bauer, it'll be Santa Claus, Saint Nick, Black Peter, and Jackie Chan. All of them with Chris Tucker. Yeah. Rush Hour 4. Attack of the Three-Armed Baby.
Very, very good music.
Okay, stop it.
Super happy, delightful music.
Hey, Buzz, you got those links I gave
you? I sure do.
Okay, first please go to the Us Magazine one.
That's the one I've got queued up.
This is a ridiculous one. Mike, take a look at Buzz's computer. We'll have this link on our website. Remember I told you, now, listen, this is my fault, because I am unabashedly queer for Britney Spears. Even as dirty and filthy and just white trash as she is.
I really try to figure that out about you. I never will understand.
I can't hide it. I do her with Rob's D. I love her. The deal, you're welcome, Rob. The deal is that when I was on BritneySpears.com, they mentioned that it's been 70-some days since they had their picture taken together.
Mm-hmm.
That led me to a link of Us Magazine where they actually have a clock that is running. It's now been 74 days... 16 hours, 35 minutes, and whatever,
36 seconds. Yeah.
Since the last picture of them was taken by a paparazzi, and the picture is there on us online.
It's a lovely photograph. They certainly look loving. You know, she's caressing his head.
He looks loving.
I mean, his face.
She looks unsure.
Anyway, it's just stupid.
But I'm sorry, I can't read a woman the way Buzz can.
That's right.
I should know that. You know the way to read their eyes, can't you, Buzz?
I only mentioned it because it's Britney, and
And again, I've got to remember, you know, it's too bad that the show is just not available 24 hours a day. Whenever anything happens that I'd like to talk about, it's too bad the show is just on for 4 hours.
Where you could just throw a switch and come in?
Just turn it on, because it's not there now, but at BritneySpears.com this morning, they have stuff that they've posted. What are you doing over there, Buzz? The lights are turned off waiting for the next clip?
For the next page, yeah.
Okay, well, turn the lights back up, please. All right. Yeah, because it's like you're doing something weird in there. You know?
Whoa.
I mean, Buzz is over there, and for us to see see, this will not happen in the new studios, Mike, where we'll have plenty of computers.
Good.
But right now, we have to look into Buzz's room in the next studio to see pictures on the internet,
right.
And Buzz likes turning the lights completely off. Like he's
and then I sat and really worked it.
Oh, yeah. I don't let the lights determine whether that happens.
So we're all going to have access to computers in the new studio, right?
Except for you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you.
Except for you.
I know, it's a distraction. The attention span of a flea. It's like, Mike, you'd be saying to me 6-7 times. I'd be, you know, there I am on the squid fire. You know, looking at T-shirt designs.
That's right.
Well, you are thoughtful.
I am. I try to be.
Can you treat people the way that you want to be treated?
The way that I want to be treated. Yes, I do. Yeah. Glad that it amuses you so much. Glad you're still laughing about that. Thank you.
I'm
here to please.
I'm laughing about the fact that you said it seriously.
I'm here to please. Well, I do try. I make an effort. I'm doing the work.
I'll give you that.
Jesus.
So anyway.
Sure would like a computer in the studio, though.
You'll have one, man.
Rindo.
Yes.
You mean that?
Except it's going to be hooked up, just like the one I had at home for Bart.
Right.
Which is going to be like on an egg timer. It will only work for 3 to 4 minutes during commercial breaks.
Okay.
Long enough for you to just log on to, like, Scatlover and whatever, BostonRedSox.com, okay. Uh-huh. Scatlover.com, check your mail, then
you know what?
Come back and focus on the show.
If that's all I get, that's all I need. Thank you.
Come on back.
Thank you.
Focus on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Try not to forget about those magazine subscriptions.
I won't. I think we've established all the things today. I have an attention deficit disorder. I'm not kind to others, and I'm extraordinarily forgetful. There we go. That's why some say, you know, why are you holding your head up so high? Positive self-image.
That's right.
That's it, baby. Positive self-image. PSI.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
We're about to take it. Did you want to speak again about how old you're feeling?
I thought you were going to get an army cot for me or something like that. There was that pause.
I didn't know if this was going to be another one of your lectures,
I was basically commenting, if I could be serious for a moment, I was commenting on the low opinion that my coworkers hold for me here with
self-image. That would be what you thought of yourself, not what we thought of you.
I have an amazing self-image.
Of course you do.
You can't come
in
here.
You know why? Because you don't have to interact with you.
Wow. That's it. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Yeah, because I'm such a goddamn jerk. Wow. Because you don't have to deal with me. Yes. May I say here for everyone to hear, I am sorry that I am so difficult.
And may I say on behalf of everybody, it's about time.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
Yeah, right.
Because
we're all having secret meetings all the time when you're not here.
Well, hey, I'm just basing this on what you're saying. I'm basing everything on what I'm hearing today.
That's what are you hearing today?
What I'm hearing.
The fact that it truly made me laugh, that you said you treat people the way you like to be treated.
Yes, yes. The fact that that made you fall on the ground laughing out loud. LOL, as they would say.
ROFL, Mike.
Yes.
Rolling on the floor laughing.
Rolling on the floor. I'm glad I amused you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, I would say the same about myself.
Well, yes.
I would say the same about myself. You know?
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, right.
Please.
I mean, come on. That's why I laugh.
The lofty goal.
What a bunch of crap.
Exactly.
You don't do that, neither do I.
What were we talking about?
Well, your self-image.
That was a joke about the forgetfulness.
I know.
Yeah.
A good joke.
That was it.
But see, you're not forgetful about stuff like that.
No, I'm not. I'm only forgetful if I leave something in the studio.
Or if you forget someone's, like, important birthday or
yeah,
a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Well, you're really not forgetful.
Not really. No. No. If someone has wronged me,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God.
Remember that.
Permanent. Mm-hmm. Absolutely permanent. I'll never forget. I'll never forget.
Ooh.
Huh?
Oh.
No, I was just saying I was using that as an example. I will never forget if someone has wronged me. I won't forget.
You've never been wronged? Oh, well, who?
Oh, when's God, the hundreds.
When's the last time you were wronged?
Really, really wronged?
Right.
Hmm.
See? Get it?
What do you mean, get it?
Wrong, right?
Oh, shut up.
Really wronged? With anyone here?
I mean, in general, what are we talking about? I mean, are we talking about your family of coworkers? Yes. When's the last time somebody here really wronged you?
No, I don't think I can't even remember.
You've not been wronged. You've not been wronged.
I have not been
wronged. You're surrounded by love and admiration. Yeah. What do we get?
Right.
Crap and spit.
Mm-hmm. I know. I basically crap on everybody.
And spit.
That's what I do here.
Crap and spit.
I go about my way. But you know what? If I treat the people better, I get my own computer someday. You know, and watch me turn over the new leaf when that happens. You watch me. I'm going to start behaving
myself. That was the magic bean.
Yeah,
you would have had a computer before they invented them.
Well, then you're all going to be astounded when you see the new me, Rockville Mike.
Rockville Mike. I got news for you. We all like the old Mike.
Yeah.
We all like you the way you are.
Okay, that's right.
If you change.
Yeah, and I don't need a computer in the studio. I just need it close by. That's all. That's all.
Don't go change.
Because I do have my own computer here in back of Buzz's studio, and I have a, how shall we say, a very adversarial relationship with it. Because I believe, especially that monitor, Buzz, I believe that was built in 1971.
It's black and white. Is that a problem?
I think that is.
Yeah. I got something for you at the new place. Hold on. Buzz?
Yes.
Christ. Oh, I don't have time. Britney Spears, who cares? I ran on her website a posting that, pull up that other piece of, there you go. I read on her website that she's mad at Kevin Federline because he's running up all of her credit card bills because he's sure that they're going to get divorced, and she put up a private note about it, and then they took it right down. But now never mind that, because now we're looking at pictures of the one-legged girl that is divorcing Paul McCartney. Heather Mills, way back in the day, before she had her leg amputated, when she was, I think, 18, she was in some hardcore films. Not softcore. Hardcore.
Look at her hanging gardens.
Yep. She's got a nice set of knockers.
Now, they can put that in the Sun in London. They can put that in the London tabloids, and that's why London can be fun.
And it's important to note that on our website, we cannot put the naked pictures of Heather Mills up because they are licensed to the Sun newspaper in London. However, we can put a link on our website so that you can see. Did you see Buzz?
What the hell was he doing?
My favorite shot.
He's like giving her the purple nurple. He's looking at. He's looking.
No,
at
that was an okay sign.
Well, you know, you pointed at it like we thought. I think Don thought the same thing. You were directing us to it, and I think everybody's eye line naturally.
How can we miss that boob?
It was just my way of saying my favorite picture of all.
Well, that is a sexy picture.
So listen, this will be on our website today. Will it be in the recap section?
I believe so.
And in today's steaming log, we'll have the link for you to go to look at both things. Okay, so you'd be able to look at the picture, and then you'd be able to look at the pictures.
Oh, man, you know, every time I think they're done, I mean, they keep going. There are lots of is he painting her or something?
Yeah, with lipstick.
With lipstick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Britney thing with the clock is tame compared to this stuff on the Sun site.
Yeah, but see
Sun site. Yeah.
That's I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. That's with two legs, too.
The old
naughty girl.
How about that? Wow. Paul was there.
It was like almost they were. It is almost as though they were sitting and waiting until the divorce, until they said they were going to split up, and then bingo, let her have
it. Because what did I read that Paul said? Paul said something like, I was talking to you about this, Rob. Paul said something like, I can't believe the revelation. My heart is broken. Like when Paul McCartney gets married, he doesn't do a background check on a chick.
Right.
You find out that she'd been... Look at that one. Oh, my God. Hey, Mike.
Wow.
There you go. Isn't that the way you like it?
Yeah.
Do you think when Paul married her, he knew she was the kind of girl that liked to get down on all threes?
All right. Get out of here. Get out of here, will you, Jackie the Joke Man? Anyway, those links are at...
That's funny.
Those links are at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I mean,
Elton John is a gay.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Listen, Rob, tomorrow, maybe in the first break, hold on to that tape of Shaq talking.
Okay.
I love it when Shaq pontificates.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah. You know, the greatest basketball player, in my humble opinion, in the world. You can have your Dwayne Wade, you can have your Kobe, you can have your Carmelo.
Yeah.
I still like Shaq.
You don't like Carmelo Anthony?
I like him fine, Mike, but I like Shaq.
All right.
I like Big Daddy Shaq. And I like the fact that now because the Heat's in the finals, it starts tomorrow night against Dallas.
You get a little jacked up about it,
aren't
you?
They're asking him, yes, I am, I'm excited about it. They're asking Shaq his opinions about just about everything.
Oh, that's great. He's still carrying a badge, strapping on a gun?
Yeah.
We have tape of Shaq talking about how easy it is for him to catch pedophiles.
Wow.
This is, I mean,
because he's doing that not just being a sheriff. He was deputized down in Miami, right?
He was, but it's weird because, well, you got to hear the tapes. First off, I love hearing Shaq speak. You know,
what's up, Doc? I did it. What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
I love hearing him speak. Second, he's wearing like a Scarface type suit. You know what I mean? He's got the all white suit on. He's got his pimp hat. He's got his wife. He's got his kids sitting there, and he starts talking about. They're asking him about how he's going to match up against Dirk Nowitzki or whoever it is on Dallas.
Right.
And he ends up talking about how easy it is for him to catch pedophiles and how he likes the NBC show about pedophiles and that he's been out with the Miami cops and that they do the real catching of bad guys.
Right.
But at that point, after they catch them, he comes in. And he flexes and he gives them his Shaq speech. And
I'm just curious why you don't like Carmelo Anthony in it, because you know what he said.
What?
Where's my handsome man?
Mike, that's Carmelo, not Carmelo.
I'm sorry, I always get it confused.
Yeah, anyway, those are Shaq tapes.
Always confused.
Where are they at? Okay. I know we don't even have time for them, but I love it when he just talks.
Yeah.
I just love it when he pontificates.
His voice?
I mean, just, and what he has to say.
Right.
Let me just hear.
I'm not Nostradamus, and I don't predict the futures. Hopefully we can win.
Okay, that's all you get for now. hold on, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 9, 10, the 10 different cuts.
Uh-huh.
Shaq talks about Katrina. Shaq talks about Kobe. Shaq talks about American Idol. Shaq talks about Dwayne Wade. Shaq talks about being the biggest badass at every age of his life.
Shaq has an opinion on everything.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I love that.
That's why I'm glad they're back at the finals. Okay, tomorrow we'll hear that. Now, we heard the intro for the Craig Wilson thing.
Right.
It's been a couple of weeks. Actually, it's been more like a month, right?
Long time.
Well,
has he been good to us today?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good.
Has he had something queer enough for us to read? So, straight from today's USA Today, front page of the life section, the purple section, online, follow along if you like. We just read the column as it's written in the paper. From today's USA Today, Craig Wilson, the final word. The perfect fit won't make you blow your lid. My friend Joni, J-O-N-I, of course. My friend Joni is getting married Saturday. A June bride.
We got the invitation appropriately about 2 months ago, but it wasn't the traditional cream-colored engraved card. Instead, it was a sepia-toned note with a little line drawing on the front. I wasn't completely surprised. The bride is a graphic artist in New York. She's also wearing steel gray for her big day.
Oh. But I admit I stared at the invitation for days, trying to figure out what the heck the drawing was. Only later did I learn it was a pot with a lid hovering above.
I'm not sure if Joni's the lid or the pot. It doesn't matter. She's found her other half, and we couldn't be happier for her. It's been a long time coming.
Joni's dating days, there are stories, came to mind last week when my colleague Kitty scrambled to answer her cell phone
which was floating somewhere near the bottom of her bag. The phone had such an impressive musical ring. It sounded as if all her calls came from presidents and potentates. Jesus could be on that line, I said. Is that obnoxious, she asked. Should I change it? I told her she should. I also said if I were dating her.
Please.
Canned laughter. I also told her if I was dating her, I'd have some serious reservations. Could I live with someone else whose every phone call is announced by ruffles and flourishes? I think not. Another colleague, Jane, dubbed such incidents deal breakers. That moment in the dating game when one little thing happens that tells you volumes about the other person, and it's usually volumes you don't want to hear. I began thinking, deal breakers. What deal breakers, big and small, could put an end to a fledgling relationship for me? The lighting of a cigarette. An obsession with air conditioning. A fondness for Thomas Kincaid. An unfavorable view of dogs. My friend Lisa has dropped more than one man who made the fatal mistake of walking right by her yellow lab, Bud, without so much as a scratch behind the ears. Bud's, of course, not hers. Shoes, of course, could be deal breakers. They're more important to women than men. But I understand that getting them off on the wrong foot can spell disaster down the road in any relationship. My friend Pat. Almost would marry her husband. Because of his poor taste in footwear. Shallow, maybe. But she insists shoes say a lot about a man. She finally bought him a new pair. He walked back up the aisle with her on his arm. And those shoes on his feet. And then there are hats. Baseball caps. Especially baseball caps worn backward. And while eating. I have a friend who is rather seriously dating a man. Seems like a nice guy. Or was. Until he showed up one morning at the breakfast table wearing a baseball cap turned backwards. Could this be a deal breaker? Does she want to look over her bowl of Wheaties? Does she want to look at that? Does she want to look at that over her bowl of Wheaties for the rest of her life? I suspect there will be a different lid for her pot. Way to go, boy. Excellent job, boy.
I thought it was very nice.
Wow.
Greg Wilson.
Especially backwards caps. Who wants to look at that?
And hi to Pat.
And it seems to me he knows a lot of fag hags.
I just don't know who to marry.
There's a lot of women
I
friends.
I mean, look at all the friends. That's my friend Joni. That's my friend Kitty. And it's another colleague, Jane. And then,
yes.
And then it's a friend Lisa. And it's a friend Pat.
Right.
Pat. It's Pat.
For goodness sake.
I can't believe I'm sitting there. Look at that individual, that total pig with a backwards hat walking right by my dog. Hey, Shaq, did you like that?
Every age, I was the baddest.
There it is.
Yeah.
Now that's a high self-image.
He's too great. Mm-hmm.
Every age, I was the baddest. When I came in at 19, I was the baddest. When I was 20, I was the baddest. Every age I go to, I'm still going to be the baddest.
Huh. He knows who he is.
Yeah, he does.
He's the baddest.
You got to see the video. Have you seen, God, what is the movie that's on cable all the time now? And Vince Vaughn is in it. And Vince Vaughn is the white pimp. It's with The Rock. Oh, the movie is Be Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's with John Travolta. And your man, Mike, the future star of tomorrow.
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Walking Tall.
He's playing.
Fantastic film. Yeah.
He's like a gay stuntman or a gay something or other. And at one point, they're driving down the road, and Vince Vaughn, who is just doing the... I mean, he's wearing the robe.
Right.
He's got really like has a king's robe on. He's got the pimp hat on.
Kind of almost typecasting in that movie.
I mean, it's very similar to the outfit that Shaq had on when he's being interviewed when I watched him being famous.
Like a robe-like suit.
Yeah. But the whole thing with Vince Vaughn, he's like, yo, yo, yo! Don't be a player. Don't be a player hater. Be a lover. Oh, come on. I'm joking with you. Can't I joke with you? Come on. Get on up in here with me.
And we're going to get more quotes from Shaq as the, you know, as the playoffs continue, as the finals continue.
That's great. Shaq wearing his crazy clothes.
What's up, Doc?
Although Shaq had on a very nice suit. I think what it was the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Can you describe the hat in a little more detail?
Think Armani meets Dr. Seuss.
Fantastic. That shows me how high the hat is.
When you're the baddest, you can do that.
Of course. Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And the best one, I don't know, we've got like 18,000 cuts, but it's something like, I'm paraphrasing, where is it? Hold on, about Pat Riley. About how he's...
You know, he just has to get his floors and, you know, get some rest. And, you know, he hasn't been pounding on his body. Like,
I mean, God, who knows? No, it's, there's so much of just mumbling, rambling Shaq. But it's, he says... I love
Pat Riley. I love him.
And then there's a moment of silence. He looks at me and goes, hey, not like that. You're good.
I was the baddest.
Too good. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about it. Tomorrow,
excellent.
Good. Buzz. Yes.
Speaking of baddest.
Hi there.
Hi.
Here he is. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
How are you, TS?
I'm good.
Any idea what TS stands for?
Yeah, I do actually.
Lay it
I
on
do
me.
Know what it means.
Lay it on me.
Well, I can't say it on the air.
No, it's a nickname for you.
Oh yeah. Oh, tight shirt.
There you
tight
go.
Tight shirt. As opposed to SD for yeah. Skin tight.
Messed up again. Mm-hmm. I was going for Tourette's syndrome.
I was going with something else.
Yeah, I was going with what Robin invented.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that you were into that.
I'm not. I just am aware of it.
That's just Rob that's into that.
I understand.
There's a bad word for a bad word for a boob.
Just aware of it.
And there's a bad word for a poop.
Uh-huh.
And
they practicing.
And they rhyme.
They do rhyme.
The bad word for boob and the bad word for poop rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Rob enjoys that,
Rob. That's what Rob likes doing,
all
having a nice TS.
And Rob enjoys it.
Buzz?
Yes.
We opened that thing up,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, what are your news stories tonight, tight shirt?
Tonight, honeymoon's over for the gay marriage ban. CSI students find a real dead body and just a touch of sadomasochism.
Okay, oh, good.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That was very
professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Stop, stop, stop.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's unstoppable.
Everything's happening at the same time.
Everything going by itself. Hold on to that. Give me just a second. Ooh, excuse me. Now, first let's return to we are on the network now.
Yes, yes, we are.
It just everything played at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're getting new studios.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. First, the Planet Crackpot. Planet Crackpot tape.
Here we go.
Tape.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Jingle.
The Don and Mike Show.
And then the song.
Yes.
And then this thing.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this. And more.
And then this.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
And then we say it's time for Buzz's News.
Come on.
Buzz brought to us by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life, and life takes Visa.
Bingo.
Now, very briefly.
Yes.
Buzz, excuse me for intruding on your time.
Please.
Now, are we going to be talking about something that the people didn't hear on the network?
Right. Here on D.C., on WJFK, Mike and I just read one of two exciting live commercials for one of our best clients.
Fantastic sponsor. They've been with us a long time.
Mm-hmm. HBO. Both of these are written as if someone is writing, like, jokes for us, like they think they're writing patter on the show.
And that happens occasionally. We get people that'll share that kind of stuff. Right. It does happen.
I maintain, I said to Mike before we even went back on the air, when Rob was out of the room, I said, have you checked out the copy that we were reading? And Mike said, is it like the other one? And I said, yeah. And he said, who wrote it? And I said, Rob did. And he said,
I was surprised when you said that, actually.
And then when Rob came in, we actually asked him about it a little bit on the air, and he said that he didn't write it,
right.
That Megan wrote it. And I find it's this reeks of you. Wow, Don, please do be telling me more.
I made one or two changes. I'll tell you what I did.
An editing process.
I put in funny guy, angry guy, and I changed some of the wording in the last sentence.
Hold on. What about...
I did not touch that piece of copy.
Wow.
This one, Summer has arrived, which means primetime TV is worthless till the fall. Ah, yes, but Don, the newest season of HBO's Entourage is now beginning. It's been ages since season two ended.
Although I am thrilled that you feel that that is my hand.
Robbie.
And where did we last leave these fine fellows, Mike? I mean, doesn't this reek to you of
a little
SPIWAC?
Yeah, there's some style robbing there.
What's her phone number?
So she's doing some comedy writing.
What's Megan's phone number?
Well, she gets, you know, I mean, here the salespeople here at the station are asked to write copy, and they don't do any copywriting, so that's the way it goes.
You mean to tell me that she wrote...
818.
Okay, please redial it for me. She wrote, the moment you've been waiting for. And then Mike says, new studio? And it says, Don, no. Mike, our program director's resignation? Don, no. Think bigger and blacker. And then Mike, ah, yes, Robert the mailman. So you're telling me that sweet Megan came up with that killer copy?
I changed the line, our program's director's resignation, because I had a ratings joke in there that I didn't want.
So that's the only hands that you put on it.
That's it.
What's her number again?
2818.
And now we're experiencing our fabulous phone system.
Give me a second.
What are the countdown days to the new studio?
I think after today it'll be 12 shows.
Listen to him.
12 shows.
That's right.
Fumbling. Wow.
2818?
Yes.
It's 2848.
You're going to call her and tell her good job, right?
That's wrong. That's old.
Okay. All right. I'll trust you. Although, Rob, I got to tell you.
Would she still be here?
This stinks of you.
This late?
She might be teaching a writing class.
This reeks of you.
Well, it would seem whoever wrote that at least has a cursory knowledge of the show.
Clearly.
That they would actually have some knowledge of the show.
Megan McCleskey, Promotions Director for Free FM 106.7 WJFK. I'm sorry I missed your call, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
I'll leave her a message. That's all good. Hey, Red. It's Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hi, Megan. Good spots for HBO if you wrote them. But would you be a love and call the show and tell us if Rob rewrote the spots that you originally wrote?
Had a hand in it, perhaps. Right now, Megan. His integrity is being questioned.
Thank you. Love you long time. Bye, Red.
Bye-bye. Yours in Christ.
There she is. Uh-huh. She has red hair.
Yes. Flaming red hair.
Hence the nickname.
And boy, he can't wait to get this copy out of my hand.
Well, because I don't want to lose it.
You don't want to
That's
lose
why
it.
I hide it on him quite frequently. But he's already taken my half.
He wants to hide the evidence.
He has already... I hide it on him on a regular basis because that's the...
it drives him
What do we call it? The obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Right.
Anyway, here now is Buzz. Buzz, you heard those commercials.
I did.
Did you think that those came from Big Head?
I heard touches of Rob in there, so my best guess is that Megan was perhaps inspired by Rob's writing style and picked up on that.
One word for those commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. This is not a crime to try and ape my style.
No. No.
Try to ape my style.
He's got the lingo, doesn't he?
Stop aping my style.
Wow. There he goes.
Hi there. Time for Buzz's news and comment.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
As expected, as predicted, the Senate today voted down a proposal to amend the Constitution to ban gay marriage. But the vote was 49-48 in favor. The proposal needed a two-thirds majority to pass.
What were the votes again on that?
49-48.
Okay.
49-48.
And I have a gay daughter.
In favor of the ban.
I'm surprised at that.
Yeah.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
They actually...
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
It got pushed over the top.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
This time by the...
You're getting vice presidential interference,
new
buzz.
Conservative. Yes, I often do.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
That's Vin Scully.
Vin Scully.
He's
Scully.
A friend.
Oh, hold on, Buzz.
Yes?
I believe... Rob is getting a call on the inside line.
Oh,
right
it
now.
Could be Megan.
It's lovely Megan.
Is it Red?
Oh, wonder
she is. All right, well, put her through. Let's get right to the sweet bottom of this. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hi, darling. Listen, Mike and I were just reading the two Dynamite commercials for HBO.
No.
And we were wondering how much Rob helped you write those.
Well, it depends on which one you're referring to, Lewis Black or Entourage.
Well, how about both? Did he help you more with the Lewis Black?
I think so. He made minor edits to the Lewis Black. I think the Entourage was pretty much me. Sorry about that one.
It was all you. Okay.
But Lewis Black, he made minor edits. The rest of it was me and BDK.
BDK.
Oh. Yeah. Was that the pimple face boy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting way too much responsibility around here.
Well, he took my old job.
So he just popped in and helped you with the commercial?
He's Leo's assistant.
He is Leo's assistant, yeah.
Leo, and Leo, the, who is not as short as we say he is. Right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He's tiny. He's a midget.
Taller than me.
He's a midget.
He is taller than Buzz.
Yes.
But you were wearing
Malone.
Your flats. You were wearing your flats.
I was wearing my flats, yes.
Yeah, Buzz said he was wearing his ballet shoes.
All right, well, Megan, we had a brief behind-the-scenes tussle here about who actually wrote that commercial. Because it sure did smell of Rob. What about the
good
line?
Smell.
What about the line?
Well, no, it sounds like this guy Kevin is now the culprit. That's who I'm going to...
Well, no, Kevin and I did it together.
Who came up with the line about it's very black or Robert the Mailman?
Kevin and I came up with that.
Okay, so you're sharing the responsibility with Kevin.
Yeah, I think it was a team effort there.
Uh-huh. A team effort.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Rob needs to talk to you for a second.
I did.
Hold on a second.
Rob.
Now, first.
Evan K. out of a creative process.
First, A. Appreciate. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry for thinking badly of you. Second, you must tell her, you know, she's not a joke writer.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that might not be our call because that might actually be, that might fall on her to take that responsibility on because none of the salespeople, including the salespeople that have HBO, want to write the copy. Leo. So maybe he should take over that.
Oh, no, I don't want him writing the copy.
What we want is what we normally get, which are fact sheets.
We shouldn't even have
just,
to have...
Just the facts, ma'am.
For an HBO commercial, we should it should just say, talk about Entourage for 60 seconds.
Right.
We can do that.
We can do that, but we usually get fact sheets, which is what I just said, which is the same thing. A fact sheet is, you know, when it's on, who stars in it, and that. Mm-hmm. The details we might not be aware of.
Bullet points, we call them.
You should just tell her that she shouldn't write jokes.
Okay.
Megan, be firm now. Come on.
Remember
firm
that,
but
that
fair.
Spot and you wrote a joke in it about Robert the Mailman? Let's stay away from that.
Let's bury that.
Yeah, and from now on, just bullet points will be fine. Okay, cool. But thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye then.
Bye. Bye then.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
Love to make a woman cry.
Was she sobbing at the end?
Well, sure.
All right. Come on, Punisher. You didn't make her cry at all.
The Punisher.
The singing.
That's Rob on the air. Off the air, be like, I don't ever want you touching copy again. Hear me now.
That's
I am Rob Bay.
That's what I was hoping for.
I am Rob Bay, and I must be obeyed.
The real Rob. Anyway, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
So they didn't pass the ban on gay marriage, but religious conservatives are mostly happy because the proposal got more votes this time than it
Lynn
did.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
And they voted on it 2 years ago.
Getting that interference again.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
Most Americans are opposed to amending the Constitution.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
To ban gay marriage. The truth is, most normal people don't care about the issue.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
It went along party lines, right?
Yeah, pretty much
okay.
So. Yeah.
Surprise.
Party
like you go
Who's
to
Who's your
cute.
Daddy? Who's your daddy?
Vin Scully.
It's an issue that makes most religious conservatives' heads explode, but normal
people... Who's your daddy?
Normal
Who's
people
your daddy?
Don't care. The Gallup poll asked Americans to rank 28 issues. Our top five were the war, gas prices, immigration, the economy overall, and health care.
Just redeemed yourself.
Morality.
You get it? Gallup poll.
Gallup poll.
Morality.
That's where you like the joke, man. Gallup poll. Gallup poll equals funny.
Morality
good
was...
Good job, Jackie Marling.
...was 20th on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start over again with that list. I'm sorry. I was laughing at
morality.
Jackie.
Morality. Yeah, the Gallup poll asked Americans to rank 28 different public issues. So the top five were the war, gas prices, immigration, the economy overall, and health care. Morality came in 20th on the list.
Right.
And among our moral concerns, raising kids with good values was number one. Corruption in business and government was number two. Selfishness and greed were number three.
I love selfishness and greed.
Then came abortion and homosexuality.
Oh, you like treating people the way that you like to be treated.
That's my mantra.
And if you're gay and in the military and nobody asks and you don't tell, you get to stay in the military. But as the war in Iraq drags on, more and more soldiers are telling. The number of soldiers discharged under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was up by 11% this year.
It's a painful discharge, Buzz.
It can
terrible.
Be. First increase in 5 years, and it's a big one. 725 gay and lesbian troops drummed out last year, even as recruiters were struggling to keep up. We have a candidate...
Struggling.
I don't care if he's been
struggling. He's a fag.
I got another candidate for Mother of the Year. I'll tell you who she is when we return.
Oh, that's a good one. It's not the American Idol lady, right?
No.
Okay.
New Mother of the Year.
I can only say one thing about the Mother of the Year.
Well, yes?
I don't care if she's been struggling.
Struggling.
I want to kiss you. Yeah!
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Yeah. Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
A daily four-hour salute to all you filthy D-bags. Don and Mike.
That's a new one. You know, that one's worth rehearing. Dude Walker. Love that one.
A daily four-hour salute to all you filthy D-bags. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Tight. Tight for you, Steve.
Thank you.
Tight, Steve. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you, friend?
I'm
Don't we
well.
All really wish for that?
Tight, Steve?
I think we do.
Mm-hmm. Another? No?
I like a little give.
Oh, God.
Don't even want to know.
Why did I ask?
Yeah.
Why did I ask you? I think we all like a little give.
That's what I'm saying.
There's got to be a little give.
It's like you ever tried to put your big grown man foot into a sock that you tried to wear when you were like 10 years old?
Yeah, it can actually be painful.
Right.
You don't want that.
Exactly. You end up ripping the sock, Mike.
I think I see your point now. Thank you for that.
So at least I like tight.
Yes.
But not that tight.
Not too tight.
Don't rip the sock.
Just right.
Right on.
Not too tight, always just right.
Uh-huh. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Another candidate for Mother of the Year, this time from Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Police found two kids alone in a car in a parking lot that was near a strip club. Inside the club, they found the kid's mother, Christy Swing, dancing in the nude on a table.
Hi, Christy. How are ye?
And she doesn't even work there. Nude dancing without a license is illegal in Oklahoma City.
This
so.
Is not a strip club she went into, right?
Yes, it was a strip club.
Oh, it was a strip club she went into.
And
she worked there.
And she did not work there.
But her name was Christy Swing?
Isn't that odd?
Wow.
Yeah. But she stopped in, I guess, had perhaps a drink or two, and did some table dancing, which is illegal unless you're licensed to do so. So police showed up. They found the kids first. They went into the strip club.
So
they saw mom dancing.
She didn't work at that strip joint, but she could have worked at others.
It's possible. I don't have her resume in front of me.
With that name, I would think there might be a chance.
But I guess that's her given name.
Christy Swing?
Mrs. Swing.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, there's one of her kids.
Anyway, police went inside. They found her. And so they arrested her, and they arrested the bar owner.
There they are out in the car.
Now, I'm...
The little swings.
Swing kids. I'm just sure that Oklahoma City police knew what they were doing when they only charged the woman with public lewdness and then released the kids to the custody of their father, who was also in the strip club at the time.
Oh, dear.
So
I wonder what shift it was for the cops.
The
swing shift?
There you go. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Some South Florida high school kids training to be crime scene investigators were out this week looking for the skeletons their teacher had planted for them to find. They're learning how to be CSI.
Okay.
Cool.
Instead of finding the teacher's skeletons, they found a real DB. That's CSI talk for dead body.
That's right. Scary.
They found the rotting corpse of a homeless man who'd apparently died of natural causes.
Oh, I always thought it meant dumb bitch.
They won't get to investigate
the
that.
DB?
How many times do you smell that DB? God, do I wish you would walk.
Probably use initials in the hallway here at CBS.
DB! Police have decided to turn the investigation from the kids over to the coroner. Quoting one 15-year-old student, it was a good crash course. When we come back,
yes.
Sex and pain.
Okay, why not just say up your alley, so to speak?
That could be painful.
And as usual, you're obsessed with that.
I am Captain Nobutt.
And I'm Strap-On.
Strap-On, and you are
skin tight.
And you are
the Punisher.
And, wait, what's your slogan?
Oh, after I love you, I must hit you.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
A woman in central Illinois may get $60 million from the man she divorced last year. She says he made her sign a sex slavery contract 4 months after they married.
Yeah, right on.
And beat her when she violated the contract.
Well.
He denies that part.
The Punisher.
The provision she violated prohibited her from wearing any clothing around the house. The contract also referred to her as slave.
You don't need a contract for that.
It required her to devote herself entirely to his pleasure and to deny her own.
The contract required her to be bound and disciplined, including leash training.
I can hear Rob saying that. Deny your own pleasure.
Leash training, gags, and hoods.
Mm-hmm.
It also included, this contract did,
or as I call them, supplies.
Allowances for slapping, pinching, clamps, and weights.
Where's Carrie's leash?
Clamp. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Take her out for a walk.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No! No, no, no.
That's it. Our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, with the links to the, a lot of people are calling about the pictures of Paul McCartney's one-legged wife.
Shocker having, that everybody wants to see that.
Having sex, yeah. The link is up.
Yes.
On our website. It's like a flash slideshow.
Right. Take a look at her link.
That's it. We got a five. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Happy birthday, Frida. And
good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, now you.
I got an echo.
I'm off to think of others.
He said it all. Bye.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.